the Shock Jock.
Previously on Best in Show,
we had a co-host named Keith.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Everybody, welcome to the fantasy cavalcade that is Best in Show Radio, the internet's only all-nude radio show. Doo-doo-doo, I love this part. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. My name is Chris. My co-host, as always, isn't always going to be here. Our producer, Brian.
Hello, Joe.
And our buddy, Fred.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, we're here. We're here much like the Yankees without Jeter, to quote Deja. Keith will not be joining us on the show this week. No, it's not the dramatic. We're not going to bother going with the whole gimmick and shtick of madness and making believe that he's gone again, because it was stupid the one time we did it. So there's no reason to do it again.
I think we messed it up, though.
There was potential to do so many fantastic things there.
Yeah, what happens? He had to go to work. What happened with him?
Well, this time, yeah, he's
this time. Next time.
Oh no! Well, no, last time too. Because he was bringing how we screwed up the last one too. Yeah, well, both times actually. So it doesn't make a difference. Both times he had to go to work. The sad thing is, initially, today Keith was going to be with us for half of the show. And then have to go to work. I had him set up perfectly, and you just smashed him. Poor little buddy. I forgot to mention that my little buddy was there. What? What? What?
What?
No, nothing. So, yeah, so Keith was going to be with us for half of the show today. And then, like, halfway through the show, he was going to go to his job, because he didn't have to be in until 1 o'clock, but he was going to leave early, you know, take a cab, and actually be on the phone with us from the cab.
That was a good idea.
For part of the show. And then last night he found out that he actually had to be in early. Actually, Keith started his job before we started here on TPX Radio, where you can get us, by the way, Best in Show, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Brian or Best in Show Chris.
We could have set that up so good, man.
Well, so then last night, so that was the plan.
So Keith isn't here today because he's taking care of business?
Every day. Workout.
He's working overtime.
I just like workout. So the big plan was we were going to do this thing. He was going to call in from the car. And for those of you who know me and know my history a little bit, you know that I am a former cab driver. So the intention, and I honestly believe this may even be news to Brian, because we didn't even bring the idea up to him. But last night, Fred mentions to me, you know, as we're talking, I said, yeah, we're going to send him over. And Fred says, hey, you used to drive cab. Can't you get someone from your cab company to pick him up? and screw with him while he's driving to work without it being known that, you know, that's what's happening. And figuring that we'd have him on the phone, we'd probably be able to talk him down off the ledge from, like, jumping out of the car or something while it was happening. But, so it's just like, you know, I haven't worked for this place in a couple of years. I don't know if it's going to work. I call in yesterday, say, all right, hey. I actually, the girl who answers the phone, I mentioned, yeah, I don't know if you remember me, blah, blah, blah. I used to do an internet radio show. And she goes, oh, yeah, the Brown Lodge, which I thought was kind of neat. I was like, no, not
she,
that.
She was a listener?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. A former customer of the old camp company and former customer of the Brown Lodge, apparently. But and I said, no, we're not doing that anymore. We're doing something so much better on Sunday morning. You got to check it out. Whatever. And then she hands me over the dispatch. I give her the gist of what I want to do. And she's like, I don't know if we really want to do this. Hands me over to the dispatch. Within 3 seconds, he tells me, all right, tell me whatever you want to do, Chrissy. You call me tomorrow morning. You give me the plan. You want me to drive him all around the island? You want me to get a guy who's going to try and fight with him? What do you want?
Yeah.
He would have worked with it either way. And then the fact that Keith then said, I love that to me. It's then Keith then said, not that his boss wanted him in earlier. Then Keith said, no, I don't want to be screwed with. But
he just knew.
Yeah, it had potential for such greatness. But I blew it up. I exposed it last night. I told him.
You?
As soon as I knew that it wasn't going to happen, I know that the likelihood of him ever needing to take a cab during the show will probably be slim to none.
It would have been great if that cab driver gave him the scenic route and, like, it got him there 1 minute before he had to be there.
Yeah, we were talking about whether he was going to go the scenic route, whether he was going to, you know, talk to himself inappropriately, whether he was going to blast music and not speak.
Fall asleep at the wheel, just, like, at a red light, just...
Yeah, you know, I mean, there were so many ways we could have went with it, and we didn't, you know... That would have been the plan to figure it out last night, and then when I realized that it couldn't happen, it seemed pointless.
Where was he going to work, by the way? What location?
On Staten Island, in the
mall.
I guess you would say like the Springville area. I guess is close to the mall. It's between Springville and Great Kills.
A mall. Like, are there two malls in Staten Island? Could we have taken him to the wrong mall?
No. Oh my God, he could have driven to Jersey though. And we actually talked about the fact of like maybe throwing the guy $100 and making it really just an insane ride. Okay, driving to Jersey.
Great.
Oh, I just got to pick someone else on the way. It's got to come for the ride. Someone else is going there, too.
See, we got to get his boss in on it, too. So you have to be here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No excuses.
Yeah, well, now getting his boss in on it, I don't think would happen. But, oh, man. I'm feeling a weird congestion problem right now. I feel like I'm going to pass.
What, you got allergies?
No, I don't think so. I'm allergic to not having any more Coke. No, that's totally a joke. I don't do, the Rockhead does not
I've
do
had some
drugs.
Coke.
No, I don't like
it's
Coke.
Cherry Coke. Actually.
No, that's a bastardized product. Actually, Cherry Coke is way delicious. Better than regular Coke.
Yeah.
Vanilla Coke actually is pretty tasty, too. I'm a fan of that.
So what does Keith do with this job? He sells cable?
I don't know how much detail he wants to do. He works for Time Warner Cable.
Oh. Isn't that like when...
That's the detail.
Has he worked for like the last 3 years in radio, doing everything he can not to let that little fact drop?
No, that was on the old show. On this show, he's actually said, he's like, no, that was the old show. I have a job. Okay, I work here. I work for Time Warner Cable. He's definitely said it. And if he hasn't, he'll be mad at me next week.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
What are you going to do? And then he'll really quit.
He works for shucks.
It's not a bad idea. He works for shucks, cable.
The other cable company.
Yeah, there is no other cable. Only DirecTV, my friends.
God bless
only
America.
Only DirecTV, the most beautiful product in the world. It's where I watch the NFL every week here.
Do you need a satellite for that, DirecTV, or does it just go through your coaxial like a cable?
Well, the coaxial connector is actually connected to a satellite dish.
But does it come from your telephone pole? Does it come from your roof?
I would love TikToks. No, it comes from my roof. I have a satellite dish on my roof. You know, I was I recently put my van back on the road, and
truck,
drugs,
and I used it last week when I went apple picking, and one of the big discussions that I had was with my wife's cousin's husband, sister's brother's uncle's dog. And as we were talking, you know, I have a TV in the back, and he's like, you know, you can get the satellite dish for this. You're already a DirecTV customer, right? And I said, yeah. He's like, you know, if you get DirecTV for your van,
far out,
it's only at like $5 a month if you're an existing DirecTV customer.
No way.
So I was just like, holy crap, let's do it.
Do you think there's internet service through that?
What's that?
Do you get internet service through that?
Do the radio show from there.
That's what I'm thinking, like a van radio show.
Oh, that would be nice. I know DirectWay was the broadband internet provided by the DirecTV people. I don't know if it still exists anymore. I could look into it. But more importantly, it's only $5 a month to add to the truck. seems like a great idea.
Right.
Except for the $3,000 in modifications to actually put the dish on your vehicle. That's why it's cheap every month.
What? It's not like a magnet? Why is the dish so expensive?
It's duct tape. It's just right on the top of the van.
Yeah, the dish itself is actually flat and very small and just lays down on the top of the van. Which would be ridiculous to have a TV system more expensive than the van itself sitting on top of it. But that would be honestly the greatest tailgate vehicle, driving to the football game, sitting in the parking lot, watching TV. I would hang out. I would tailgate every week.
Just watch the game from the
air. Right, and TV not go to the game. Not have to worry about the tickets. Just be drunk in a parking lot someplace.
You could still hear the crowd, but you could see every game, every
just
move.
Like I'm 19 years old, drunk in a parking lot someplace drinking.
Honestly, 19, how far away do you think 37. We are from like a satellite rig on your car with like a heads-up display? Where you can just like move your head a little bit, and now you're watching TV through a semi-transparent screen while you're driving.
I can't imagine that that's going to be too close. I mean, I'm sure that the technology is close, but I mean, like people will die.
Advertisements.
People will die.
I know. Well, they already have the cars that
they have the miles per hour, right? They have the miles per hour like on the screen, and I see
they have all kinds of things on heads-up.
It's very distracting. Like in the middle of the windshield, between the passenger and the driver. On the bottom of the windshield has the mile an hour thing, and it's on the glass, so you can see it
there,
illuminated.
If you have that there, how do you see the big gold crown that you're supposed to have right in the center of your dash? I don't understand. And your St. Christopher statue. St. Christopher protecting the travelers.
I saw like an RPM meter on one of those headrest displays. So it's like just things are moving on the screen while you're trying to drive through it. It's pretty...
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty incredible. I didn't even know that existed yet. I'd purchase like three of those.
I'm totally waiting for the court case of the person who's like some cars now have like the parallel parking that it does for you. Like the car, it's a robot. You turn it on and it parallel parks in a space for you. You're like relinquishing your power to drive. Someone's going to get run over when they're parallel parking in the spot somewhere. I cannot believe that no one's gotten sued for this already, and it's only been out for like a couple months.
Because it's almost like autopilot. You have your car on autopilot for a couple of seconds.
I think that's where the world's got to be heading anyway.
You think?
Yeah. There was like a whole... There was this little toy that I had when I was a kid, and it was this series of plastic tracks. But they weren't really... They were tracks that were enclosed. And you put a little thing in it, and stuff would fly, and things would go on a system of air and fly around through it. I always mistakenly refer to it as being Capsella. It's not Capsella, but it was some weird toy that I had with these tracks that were fantastic, and I always fantasized that would really be real one day. That you basically go into like some sort of mainframe computer and type in, oh, my destination is here, and then it integrates you into the system, and you go flying, and you can go like 500 miles an hour because it's a computerized, and there's no problem. Computers never crash. So cars would never crash. But I just...
A pneumatic conveying system?
Like the Jetsons.
I don't know about anything pneumatic, but... But even the Jetsons, they didn't fly. Like, they flew in their cars. They drove themselves.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, you relinquish all control, like what Brian's afraid of here, that you just lay there and you just go, like, oh, yeah, I want to go to California right now.
I would like that.
And you're done.
It's not that I'm afraid of it. It's just it now exists. Like, the parallel parking, not Capsella, but that level of technology that is, you turn off all control of the car and some automatic robot drives the car for you.
But with
and
all
granted,
the,
it's just parking, but still.
But I'd rather, because with all these drunk driving, like DUI, people getting DUIs every day, you would just rather it be left to a computer than
but
a
here,
person. Person's always faulty, man. Person's always...
There's human error, of course, but
there's
computer
error, too.
But the whole thing behind it, that's what my Capsella thing is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tube where these vehicles go flying through. There's no chance of a rabbit walking across the road or a little...
There's no chance of these two capsules smashing into each other, though?
Well, yeah, of course. But there's chances of that when you're driving, too.
Yeah.
They have been testing for a while. No one's like really enacted it, but they have built it on some roads to test drive these cars that... I guess through magnetic sensors with the side of the road is coinciding with some sort of like satellite technology, allow for the cars to be driven by themselves.
Will so that satellite technology enable them to watch football games from their van, though?
Well, the test is that they always have like three cars are doing 60 miles an hour, and they're like a half a foot away from each other, and they're just, you know, kind of powering down the road.
Probably save, and with all the magnets, probably not using the same amount of gas. It's probably more
the magnets are simply sensoring. It senses how far away they are from the side of the road
right now,
pulling them.
But they could actually have the magnets actually do the propelling.
Why can't they have that magnet on that damn satellite dish for your van? If they can have magnets driving cars,
why couldn't they?
Who's the last person that just got a DUI? Is it Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland did, and Ben Stiller did, didn't he?
Ben Stiller did, too? No. All these people get mad.
I don't think Ben Stiller did. I think I'm totally great. Wrong.
We'll go with that, though.
Yeah, Ben Stiller,
you animal.
Star of the film Ben-Hur, was actually...
I didn't know he was in Ben-Hur.
Yeah, he's part of the cast of Thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in a DUI accident.
Did he play Christian number 3?
I think he was the best boy on that, no?
Oh, boy. I bet you he was.
Yeah, I love things like that. I love when these things just get their a false life of their own.
What? Oh, the rumor engine? The rumor machine?
Okay. Give me a fake company name.
Okay, I'll give you a fake company name. How about Acme? I like Acme.
Okay. There's a particular customer of mine at work that I had something to do with, and the customer was Acme. And there's this particular manager that has to keep coming over to me and asking me questions about it. And one day when I didn't particularly feel like answering questions, he kept asking me about this one particular Acme customer. And I started answering the question and then repeatedly for approximately 10 minutes kept saying, wait, what customer again? And made him say Acme back to me for like 10 minutes.
And he stated, catch on.
And he kept doing it. Somehow this went on and on, and it was just hilarious. And this guy, Tom, that works with me, that Keith knows, he's sitting across from me and he's pissing his pants because he can't believe that I'm getting this guy to do it over and over and over again. This was the day that Owen Wilson, we found out that Owen Wilson attempted suicide. Aww. Somehow, Acme now, it's the joke. Actually, if you look at my label maker in my bag right there, the real name of the company is labeled on, because this company's name is now the joke of the company. That we always talk about these guys like, oh, it's Acme and Owen Wilson. You know, he works for them. We started putting notes on people's desk. Owen Wilson called about the Acme account. When's he going to do it? And then it eventually got to the point that now there are sales guys at the company that had nothing to do with this joke initially talking about, oh, well, yeah, you know about Owen Wilson. He killed himself by jumping off of Acme. You know? And I just love things like that, and that's what
you love starting things like that. You don't it wouldn't be so funny if you weren't involved in the thing. You'd look at it and think,
no,
that's stupid. I can't believe you guys are finding.
No, I think
a bunch of sales guys sitting around came up with this dumbass joke. I'm never gonna say it.
Oh no, it was pretty damn funny, man.
Well, you did it, so yeah.
No, that's not true, because I've seen. I don't get me wrong. If the sales guys did it, of course I wouldn't like it. But but I mean, if other guys that I worked with did it, because the whole thing is Owen Wilson being incorporated into it was not me. Had nothing to do with me, and it keeps evolving, and that's what I want Ben Stiller's DUI from being in Ben-Hur. I want that to evolve into something.
The rumor machine.
Well, our crack research team in the chat room, Deja, tells us that Ben Stiller played Rosebud in Citizen Kane.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that.
He was the sled?
I was gonna say he looked really, really good for his age.
You just ruined that movie. I can't believe you did that.
Oh, maybe what?
You just ruined that movie.
What it's are
you
a talking great about? Movie.
Spoiler alert, 2007.
Moves almost 100 years old.
Ben Stiller was the sled.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Yeah, I love stuff like that. So you guys should get that going. So try and tell your friends
what?
That. Just get that going. I just mean people, everybody.
You
just
guys
make up lies.
Get that going.
Yeah, make up lies about stuff. Our buddy, a buddy of ours, for years had people convinced that my favorite movie of all time was Space Jam, a movie I've never to this date seen,
starring Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan.
Yes.
What's your wife's favorite movie?
My wife's favorite movie is the same gimmick. I bought her The Talented Mr. Ripley on DVD. I've talked about how it was always her favorite movie. She's never seen the movie once. The DVD that I bought for
her—it's not even unwrapped.
It's still in the wrapper in the next room.
I was like, "Hey, I like this movie. Can I borrow this?" And it's still wrapped up in plastic.
It wrapped in plastic. And I told him that he couldn't take it because it was Joy's favorite movie. Yeah. And she's not allowed to lose it.
What was the worst rumor you ever heard about yourself? Like when you were even like younger.
The worst rumor that I had was when I was about. I guess 18 years old, right after I graduated high school. I was given an ultimatum by my mother to like I had to get a job by a certain date or cut my hair by a certain date, or she was going to throw me out of the house.
How long was your hair at this point?
It was like past shoulder length. It wasn't ridiculously long, but it was long.
So it would have been okay if you cut your hair and didn't get a job?
Correct.
You could have stayed?
Correct. Because that was the... well,
cut your hair.
The whole point was that was the...
the initial step
that was me compromising to try and make myself more presentable to get the job. Yeah, she gave me one of the two.
Your mom got you coming and going, my friend.
Exactly. and so she went with this. By the way, her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Mom. Thanks for ruining my life, making me cut my hair. But
making me born.
So when I was... I didn't meet the ultimatum, so I got thrown out of the house.
No.
And I actually lived in a friend of ours' car for a couple of weeks. And when her parents would go to work, I'd go into her house and take a shower. But I would sleep in the car at night for a bit.
The rumor you were telling.
And the rumor was, as this was happening, as I'm trying to squash things with my mom and get myself back home without getting a job or a haircut, my ex-girlfriend called my mother and told her, your son is all effed up. He's getting high all the time.
Sleeping in a car.
He's on coke. He's a mess. And this is before I ever did coke or did anything bad in my life. Like, I'm not. I was a pothead at that point. And
so where's the false rumor?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't do coke yet, so there's the false rumor. But yeah, it was that was probably the worst rumor about me. I think you were probably looking for something a little more happy and lighthearted.
Well, the rumor was that you were on drugs. That was the bad part. But because you were homeless.
Right, but no, the rumor was from my ex-girlfriend that didn't like me, saying it to my mom, making it so I couldn't get that. So she spread the rumor to my mother that I was all screwed up on drugs as I'm kind of begging my mom, hey, can I come back home, please, without cutting my hair? And the punchline to the story is I wound up moving in with my grandparents after that, and my mother took me back in home. And after I moved back home, that's when I cut my hair. Because I had to be,
you made the decision.
I had to be so tough and cool. Teen angst by a jerk.
Brian, you got any rumors spread about
you? I was trying to think of one. I can't really, like... I think Quentin Tarantino said I sucked.
Speaking of... No, really no, that's not a rumor. That's based in fact. Back at... when we were back at our company that we used to work with together, our buddy Joe and I were convinced that Brian was on coke. We didn't really spread a rumor. It was between me, him, and we would say it to his face. So that was kind of a rumor. Why do all my rumors revolve around coke?
It was kind of strange. Taking it back, like, I barely knew these guys. It's like they would constantly look at me and come over as like, "You're high right now, aren't you?
Oh, see,
you just
did
coke. I cannot believe you're high. You came to work high on cocaine. You freak.
You should be like, dude, you're ruining my high. Get away from me."
Yeah. Ironically, that guy Tom that I was talking about earlier with the Acme account, he thinks that about another one of the people that we work with now, and he calls the guy Yayo.
You should try to have a conversation, get him to have a conversation with the guy and see how many times he could say yay yo in the conversation.
Well, the guy's starting to get mad about it. He's like, all right, seriously, you got to stop this because people are going to start really believing that that's true about me.
That's why I was a little worried about that, too, because other people would come into the room and you'd be like, I can't believe Brian's high right now.
Yeah, but we were doing it amongst the four of us. This is also the same place where we defecated in a room at work.
By we, you mean you.
Right. Well, it was all of us, like, as part of a team effort.
I'd like to put $10,000 into this company. May I talk to Mr. Yayo, please? Mr. Yayo. How are you? I think people said I used to have girl parts when I was in grammar school, some BS.
What do you
like
mean?
I'm trying to think of the worst rumors, but I guess that one hit closest to home.
When I was in, I think it was fifth grade, we had like a fifth grade teacher. The rumor went around for some reason that he pooped lettuce. Like, he didn't poop, he pooped lettuce. And a couple of us, me and this
there's a whole new meaning to toss in your salad.
Me and this other dorky friend of mine got some lettuce and went to the teacher's lounge and just spread lettuce all over the floor of the bathroom to try to, like, make it go further. But it was the teacher's bathroom, so no kids ever saw it, so it really didn't go anywhere.
But
somehow everyone was convinced that he pooped lettuce.
That's a pretty good rumor. That's a pretty...
It's a weird one. It was a weird one.
That's pretty absurd. It's absolutely absurd. Strangely, staying on the whole drug tip, there were rumors for years, Fred, that you were a drug addict, that you were a junkie, spread by the junkies that wanted...
Oh, that I was a heroin junkie?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was told you were a heroin junkie.
I've never done heroin. Because I stayed so slim. I was very slim in my younger days.
What happened?
I don't know.
What's happened since then?
Beer.
Oh, wow. Talk about shoe on the other foot. I'm doing the fat jokes about Fred now. What the hell?
But really, that was a rumor Zinger. About me? That was really a rumor that I was a heroin
yeah,
addict.
Yeah, by the biggest heroin addict that we all know. I was having a conversation with him one day, and it was asked, somehow we were talking about, your name came up. I was like, oh, yeah, but he never did that. He's like, oh, that's what you think.
No way.
So it's like, what? Really? Fred? That doesn't strike me as being accurate at all.
Two drugs I never did. I did a heroin and coke. That's two drugs I've never done.
What a marvelous guy. You put your cocaine in my heroin.
You really missed out. I was going to say, it's a shame. By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio, where you can join us. Call us on the hotline, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Brian or Best in Show Chris, which I haven't looked at my instant messenger in a while, so just do Best in Show Brian, because I've never remembered to pick it up. There was something I wanted to say in here. There were rumors. There was a perfect segue, and I went right past
rumors.
It. There were rumors.
The Fleetwood Mac record?
Yes, that was performed by Schlong at Neary's.
Nice. Schlong did the Punk Side Story. They did a cover of a West Side Story, the whole musical.
Right, they did the album.
It was great.
It was called Punk Side Story, and it's just all the songs from West Side Story. Done.
Maria!
I'd like to hear I Feel Pretty.
Yeah, I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. It really is actually pretty damn funny.
I'd like to hear that.
But they would always do stuff like that. And they're amazing musicians, too. Very, very like, you know, but they're dirty, filthy animals.
They're called Schlong.
I know, you
wouldn't
think.
Is it the Schlongs or the Schlong? Schlong.
Schlong is Schlong? The band. Yeah, and Schlong did, when they played at a club on Staten Island that's now gone called Neary's, they opened up with, all right, this is Fleetwood Mac Rumors, side B. And they did the whole second half of Fleetwood Mac Rumors as one song. They finished the entire thing in about 6 minutes. It was the funniest thing ever.
That is great. Mm-hmm. And what happened? They recently played? What did they do? They did the Rumors thing just recently?
No, this is like in 1993 is when it's
Were they just a cover band? Were they like Me First and the Gimme Gimmes? But they would
They did shticky stuff like that. But they had like, you know, regular songs of their own too. They were a pretty good band, from what I recall.
Schlong. I gotta check them out.
Check out my Schlong. I got it for you. It's I got some of their records. Hey, wait a minute. Double N10 Drews. But so I also want to throw out there, if I'm not mistaken, Vanessa is also not going to be with us today. Is that correct?
Yeah. I was not aware of that.
As the 11:30 hour draws on, I'm noticing that now would be about when I would say, okay, now I could regroup, figure out what we're going to do after the Vanessa call, and realizing, oh, wait, that's right, it's not coming. She actually said it on the air. Oh, you weren't on the show last week. That's right.
Yeah.
This show is becoming like a revolving door now.
Come
This is starting to get bad. People just not showing up. I don't know, man. Maybe it's time to give Runner a call. What? Vanessa, thanks so much. Great, fantastic call, as always.
That was pretty good, actually.
You can get her her at blogspot.vanessacheatwood.com.
No, I think it's vanessacheatwood.blogspot.com.
Yeah, I just click on the link on our website.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I was you, too.
Speaking of drugs, I saw something...
No, come on. We were going past that.
Oh,
right. We were taking it to the wholesome part of the show.
No.
Speaking of drugs, what do you got?
I was watching on...
Like you stopped him dead in his tracks by saying drugs. Like, hey, wait, bro, come on.
I was at a family function a couple of days ago, and one of my cousins who was underage was drinking,
uh-huh.
But you know, like not underage, like 11, like underage, like
two
between you know between like 16 and 19.
That's fine.
Now, what do you think? But the parents were there. Do you know what I mean? But they were, you know, they only had one.
Did the parents know?
One drink. It was like a glass of wine.
A white wine spritzer?
Did the parents know? Was the,
yes, totally.
Or was he in the back?
Totally. All right. So I'm just saying, when do you think
it's... Boy or girl?
Boy.
Okay.
So when do you think
straight?
It's right? Straight. As I think.
For a boy to drink in the house under the parents' supervision, 14.
14?
Not to get drunk, like to have wine with dinner if they wanted,
exactly.
Stuff like that. 14.
Do you think...
You know, even girl, 14 is fine. I was trying to make a joke and make it like it was the age of consent thing.
It's 35 for girls.
Yeah, no, 14 is fine with me, I think. I'm sure my wife will be really pleased to hear this.
Now, do you think it teaches them how to drink more responsibly if you're doing it at a younger age?
No.
No, I
just don't think that alcohol is all that dangerous that we should have to worry about keeping it from children that are. Like I said, if they're going to get crazy drunk, as long as it's under parent supervision, they're not going to get stupid drunk. 14, 15. I probably was drinking wine with dinner by the time I was 13.
Yeah? Your parents let you have a glass of wine?
Yeah, a glass of wine, but they always used to make me put wine in Coke. Which is a very disgusting. It's a disgusting Sicilian thing.
I've never seen that happen. My cousin Frank.
I heard of that.
He's one of my Italian cousins that I have, like, you know.
Right.
And he, I guess he got it from his father's side, would always have a glass of wine with Coke in it. And that was the first time I've ever heard of that. I was like, what are you drinking, dude?
It's a fairly common Sicilian thing. It's not only all Italian. It's generally just. Is Frank Sicilian?
Frank, I believe, is Sicilian.
Yeah,
yes.
I didn't think he was, okay.
Then a couple of years later, I meet Nikki's family. Nikki's family's Italian. I go there with a nice, like, you know, 40.
Nikki being your lovely wife.
Yes.
For those who don't keep track of all that stuff.
Not Nikki Six of Motley Crue?
No, definitely not. The Heroin Diaries, get it. It's awesome. So,
I'm on the nod.
50, bring down a $50 bottle of wine to Nikki's house, Italian family. I'm, you know, pouring everybody wine. The grandfather comes up, takes the wine, starts pouring soda in the wine.
Like, wait a minute. I would have bought an $8 bottle of wine if that's what you're going to do with it. Just a mad dog. Yeah, I don't get it now. You know, years removed from this. It was my stepfather's family that they were the Sicilians. Because in my family, they don't do it. It was my stepfather's family specifically.
What's
the
concept? They're trying to make the Jesus juice tolerable to the kids? Like,
no, the adults would drink it that way too, though. That's how they would drink it. They would drink their wine with Coke, which was really just unbelievably hideous.
Yeah.
I when I tried a couple, about a year ago, when I tried to start getting into the wine thing, I actually one day had wine with Coke just to try it, or poured it in a glass. Ugh, how did I ever like this? How did I ever do anything with it? Oh, and I remember, I was 13 and I was drinking, so I was psyched.
Yeah.
If you mix it with vomit, I'm sure I would have downed it.
For my cousin's 31st birthday, we got him a 3-liter bottle of Coke, a big jug of Carlo Rossi red wine, and an oversized wine glass.
Wait, he still drinks that that way this day?
He still drinks it to this day. Last weekend.
What a child. What an unbelievable child. I drank some more malt liquor with that kid than I... Why wine and Coke?
People would say, why malt liquor?
Why Jägermeister and beer?
Oof. Oh, Jäger bombs.
I saw Jäger bombs the other day. Who would want to put Jäger in Red Bull? Oh, man. That's a Jäger bomb, right?
I thought a Jäger bomb was where you drop a shot of Jäger into a beer.
No, this is a shot of Jäger in a Red Bull, half a Red Bull.
I thought it was a mug.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought it was like because it's reminiscent of an Irish car bomb,
which is Bailey's in whiskey, right? And
no, which is Bailey's in
Guinness.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's why I assume that's what it was. Jäger bombs. As much as I hated that video, which by the way we're referring to, check it out over at our website. Go to bestinshowradio.com. Click on forum. Someone posted an anonymous thing. I think it was. It's entitled something like "This hits too close to home" or something like that. And some, like, you know, a guy making fun of Guidos or whatever. And as much as I thought the video was dumb, Jäger bombs, Jäger bombs, Jäger bombs from the video is so stuck in my head.
I know.
I've definitely mentioned it a million times to people over the past day.
Is that our new band name, Jäger bombs?
Obviously. Well, your new band, you need a new band because you're no longer in the Monty Love Experience.
Yeah.
As I make a segue here.
I miss the music, man. I miss playing music.
Well, so allow me to do my Monty Love segue here. Okay, now, you miss music? No, so yesterday, I go do laundry. I come home from the laundromat, and I'm folding clothes and putting them away in my bedroom. So I decide to throw the TV on, and as I've said a couple times, I'm a proud member of the DirecTV family. I placed on, I turned on my DirecTV, and when I turn on DirecTV, what comes on the screen, I put on, they actually have XM satellite radio through DirecTV.
See, that's so cool too, man.
So I pop it on, and I'm listening to Ron and Fez.
What does the screen look like, by the way?
Black.
It's black, okay.
Yeah, they don't show you anything. And I'm listening to, you know, the funniest show on the history of the planet ever, barring none, including us, Ron and Fez. And as I'm listening to it, within 3 seconds of putting it on, I hear Ron saying, is it really Monty that you got on the line? It's really Monty? All right, yeah, put him on. And lo and behold, Monty Love is on Ron and Fez. The guy doesn't go on our show 1 week and he's already a regular on Ron and Fez again now. Of course, they you fellas were on the show a couple times in the past. You've been on actually a few times in the past. Winners of the first annual, although it wasn't first annual, of the Ron and Fez Festival of Rock and Ribs. Ron and Festival of Rock and Ribs. I don't even remember how it was worded. But whatever. So it was just crazy to me to turn on my TV and hear Monty on Ron and Fez.
Was like, he making football picks? Were they over-unders?
Yeah, he did an over-under with them.
He's gonna do power hour with them next week, I think.
Yeah. No, actually what he was doing, which I found fun, and the other great part about it is the third sentence in, the whole gimmick behind it was they were talking about reuniting old bands. So that's what they were talking to about. Hey, they want to do Bands Reunited with Monty Love. And like the third sentence that Ron says is like, what happened? You're not talking to Gravy anymore? Which nice. Gravy, as you guys know, or if you don't know, is Fred. So it was just ironic and crazy to me that after just getting home from the laundromat, talking to Brian while I was at the laundromat about what we're doing for the show, I go home, turn on my TV, and Ron and Fez are talking about Gravy and with Monty Love. It was just odd. I found that cool. So you guys are going to be on Ron and Fez doing your Reunited?
Yeah, I would love to do it. I would love to do an Unplugged Reunited. Unplugged. Reunited. Like Bon Jovi.
But they never broke up.
It's true. I don't know. We're probably not going to do anything. He doesn't want to do anything.
You don't think Christmas is going to come along and you guys are going to do it?
No. What about... He's never going to call the show again, though.
No, I don't think he's ever going to call the show again.
He had this... Yeah.
Apparently, I mean, I think we're going a little too inside, but he put some posts on some boards or whatever about how he finally got some negativity out of his life.
Seriously?
Yeah, but I spoke to him about it. No. Here's the thing, I spoke to him about it. It's not us. It's not us that he was talking about. We are at the very fringe of that. Just after him clearing up some personal things in his life and getting rid of negativity in his life and having a really good weekend. He just didn't feel like calling the show last week in the middle of, of having a good weekend.
He's slacking.
But I talked to him after this Ron and Fez thing, and see, he seemed a little weird.
Okay.
A little cold to me. And to me, anyway, I don't know. But I love Monty. He's the best.
Oh, well, that's not what you said off the air before.
You're such a jerk.
I hope we don't lose Monty.
I hope we don't lose
Monty.
He's a great
caller.
Yeah, I hope we don't lose Monty either.
I think it's a foregone conclusion that he is at least gone for the short term. Yeah.
What would you do for Monty for him to do a power hour?
I would do a power hour with him.
I'm no longer interested.
Let me take that back. What would you do for Monty to be his friend again?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not interested in the power hour thing.
You know what I mean?
I'm not interested in the power hour thing at all. I just don't know why the kids, bummed at us. It was a creative disagreement that we had.
Look, I don't know if we're rehashing old stuff here, but I was gonna.
Oh yeah, I totally am.
I was gonna float the idea that clearly from last show, I think we proved out that Zombie is not picking the spread; he's just picking a team.
But last week he did,
right?
But the first week he did, because the first week he said Pittsburgh by four.
But I think
he's aware of. I mean, I have to go back and listen to it, but I don't think he's aware of a spread or what it is. And if he said by four. He might be talking about his glasses or something.
What?
I don't know. But
bifurcals?
But what I'm suggesting is maybe to ease some of Monty's stress about the situation, we make it just flat pick a team, no spread. Then he clearly has an advantage
that
over
what,
it.
Okay.
Let's do that.
No, wait, well, okay. This is over.
All right. Yeah.
This is over. We're rehashing this thing for nothing.
That's what
that was something that was offered to him, too.
It was never overtly. I tried to do it a couple times, and you kept saying, no, no, we're spreading.
No, we even said that. We even said that the last time that we spoke. You know what? That might not have been on the air. That might have been between me and him off air that we spoke up. I mean, whatever. Again, I don't want to keep rehashing the thing, especially considering that this is a point of contention with why the kid doesn't like us right now is the fact that he feels like we're clowning him week in, week
in.
Oh,
I'm trying to make amends here. I'm trying to
Well, the thing is, in the back of my mind, I believed that we were actually still going to do the bit the way that he wanted to do it. Because we made a point to make sure, all right, get your pick out there. And he got his pick out there even when he wasn't doing the show with us. When he wasn't doing it anymore, he got the pick out. And I thought he was going to do the same thing again last week. And then when he didn't call, whatever. Things go awry. He's a good buddy. He's always going to be a good buddy, I would hope. I don't want the kid to take it personally. That's all I care about, is that I like the guy, and I don't want him to...
The show misses you, Monty. Come back.
And again, I'm going beyond the show. I just, he's a buddy, and I don't want it to be a personal rift over when it was, something, a creative difference on the show. It's something silly to fight
over. It was very sincere, Chris. I have a warm feeling inside.
I'm waiting for a sound effect to be played. Perfect. Aww. Oh, well, that's my thing. Hey, you know what? Maybe I will play a sound effect. You guys mind if I play a sound effect?
Go ahead, man.
I'm going to play a sound effect.
Get it out there. I know you're a little emotional.
Yeah, I got to cover up here. I got to do what I can to make myself feel better. All right. This is a Pennsylvania police chief, Robert Amon. Robert Amon from Pennsylvania. Ready? Take a listen.
Well, they were all covered in black and carrying swords, so yes, it did appear that they were dressed like ninjas.
Okay.
Like minions?
Or ninjas? Ninjas?
One more time.
Well, they were all covered in black and carrying swords, so yes, it did appear that they were dressed like ninjas.
Nindians?
What he's saying is ninjas. He just doesn't enunciate very well. This week, at a gas station in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, three girls aged 17, 18, and 20 from Kentucky came to a gas station and dressed as ninjas and wound up robbing the store of cigarettes, lottery tickets, and cash.
I smell new hit movie for 2010.
As much as...
Ninja, please.
As much as the story alone is a great story, the way this that this summer. Guy sounds just blows me away.
Ninjas. It sounds like a...
Well, they were all covered in black and carrying swords, so yes, it did appear that they were dressed like ninjas.
See,
ninjas. It sounds like like something that you buy in a bag and like potato chips.
Ninjas.
I love that
by Frito-Lay.
They're covered in black. Like, would they have sheets on?
No, they're wearing ninja suits. There's actually video of this on the internet. I suggest you guys all check it out.
Now, do you think this stems from this famous, now famous Staten Island burglar, the ninja burglar?
I think the ninjas are starting to take over the world.
Well, they were all covered in black and carrying swords, so yes, it did appear that they were dressed like ninjas.
I want
them to be dressed like Indians.
I don't want it to be dressed like. I want him to say, so it was obvious that they were ninjas.
They were ninjas.
But
Indian ninjas.
Yeah, something about hearing that soundbite from that guy, I could not stop laughing this morning. I was like, all right, I have to get this for the show.
And how old were these chicks?
17, 18, and 20.
Wow.
They're in the video, you only see two of them in the store, so I'm assuming the other one was probably the getaway driver. But it's just ninjas.
Maybe their parents...
Like, are ninjas just stupid?
Their parents might have let them have a glass of wine too many. Maybe too many.
Yeah, I just don't.
First of all, how could he possibly think they were ninjas? They were girls.
Obviously.
I mean, right there.
Obviously, you've never seen Ninja 3: The Domination, bro. Starring Sho Kasugi. What's up? I wasn't a huge fan of ninja films when I was like in the seventh grade. Oh wait, that's right. So I thought every boy was.
They don't have any picture of these girls on the internet, do they?
They have video of them robbing the store in their ninja uniforms.
Wait a minute. Who took the video? The camera in the store?
The security cab. Has them fighting as ninjas.
Get these chicks online here. Let's see this.
I don't know that that would be the computer I'd do that on.
What? And what did they end up robbing? Were they? I guess they weren't successful. Were they successful?
No, they were successful, but apparently they got caught because we know that they're from Kentucky.
Well, then they weren't successful.
Well, they were successful in robbing.
Okay.
They were unsuccessful in evading police after the fact because I think they smoked some of those cigarettes that they stole. They had a good time.
Is that all they stole? Cigarettes?
Cigarettes, lottery tickets, and money.
Well, money, obviously. How much money?
I don't know. They didn't say. It just said money.
Are they charged for a felony or a misdemeanor?
They were charged with crimes against ninjutsu. against the honor of their family.
Now they have to commit that suicide. What's that suicide?
Seppuku. But that's a samurai thing, bro. Oh, yeah. Come on. Don't confuse the ninjas with the samurais.
The ninjas just throw stars at their face?
Ninjas. Ninja.
Ninjas.
Yeah, I'm a like I said, when I was a kid, I was a huge fan of that stuff, buying Shuriken.
What's that?
It's the proper name of a ninja star.
Shawarma?
Yes, it was shawarma. Part chicken, part lamb. Love it. No, it's a Shuriken. And they were also fans of, they used to use the octagonal size. I remember all the script. I used to like buy Black Belt magazine and like buy like, you know, all the ninja gear from the back of the magazine.
Do you remember buying all those ninja stuff? Like you could go into the store as a little kid and buy like a knife back in the day. Like a 7-foot knife.
Oh, wait, bro, what do you want? You want to get a butterfly knife? I'll get a butterfly knife and nunchucks.
Nowadays, you don't find places like that.
There's a place like New York City, where
bro,
I live.
We can find him.
Really? There's a place near where I live that's like a Army Navy sort of store that's not really Army Navy, and then you could go in there and totally get a butterfly.
An army of ninjas. I'm looking to supply my army of ninjas. Sorry.
Ninjun. Yes, could I please have a ninjun hood?
Yeah, I used to have the whole ninja outfit. Surprising that I used to play dress up, right? You would never get that from me.
Never in a million years.
Yeah, I even had the boots that had the slit between the
camel toe slit between the toe and the
between the thumb toe and the pointer finger toe.
So you could walk real quiet.
No, I think the point of that was so I can hold my shuriken in there and kick ninja stars at people. I think was the gimmick.
A friend of mine was a nunchuck guy. He had like 3 or 4 different things in nunchucks, and he would totally take his shirt off, looking in the mirror, and do the little like dance with the nunchuck.
Now can we discuss this for a second seriously? I've heard these two sticks with the chain or rope connecting them called nunchucks and numchucks.
All right, they're supposed
which
to be-
is the correct way, and I'm not going by your judgment. I want it off the All internet.
Right. It's supposed to be nunchucks. It's Vietnam. It's a reference to the Vietnam, but people mispronounce it all the time.
Are you sure about that?
No, dude. They're nunchucks because they make you numb when you get hit by them, bro.
Sick.
Numb.
If I had a pair of numb or nunchucks, I would actually stand in front of my mirror doing like the Bruce Lee pose over and over again, and I would put 3 cuts on my face.
With one of the sticks like under your underarm and the other obviously, stick like and the other holding in the
and then holding one hand out with like maybe some sort of like maybe even like the Jesus peace sign with my hands on the other hand. So I'd be like Jesus Lee.
I smell new tattoo.
Jesus Lee Simmons, the new show on Style Network. Life in the Fat Ninja Lane. I'm a big fan of that. Yeah, I want from like dictionary.com or something like that. Because like I said, I've always called them nunchucks. And then like,
it looks like that's happening.
Nun, right? N-U-N.
Yeah, I always called them nunchucks. And then a couple of years ago, I heard people start calling them numchucks. I was like, numchucks? I never knew that they were called numchucks. Have I been mispronouncing it my whole life? We're doing what we can to make sure you get the information that you need here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, the home of numb and nunchucks.
I was into throwing stars, like setting up like a target in the backyard and throwing stars at them.
Yeah, cool. Well, when I first moved to Staten Island, I was in a new construction area, so it was just like all abandoned buildings every place. I felt like I was in every ninja movie ever, as I'm just like walking around the streets in my ninja outfit, you know, with my stars and my big plastic sword.
Plastic sword? Why not a real sword?
I don't know. I was like 12. My parents didn't think it was a great idea to buy me a sword. They would let me drink wine with Coke, but they would not let me have a sword.
Look at
it. Oh, there's the guy. That's the nunchuck guy. That's the ninja guy. We can't hear this, by the way, if you're just listening to it.
So this is the guy, the girls that robbed the store, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I can switch it over. I was just trying to see if it was appropriate for listener as opposed to
Well, I mean, there's nothing really more to it. That's the big part about it is just hearing that guy say the most terrific phrase in the English language, which is, I wish I would play when I hit play.
Well, they were all covered in black and carrying swords, so yes, it did appear that they were dressed like minions.
Minions.
And the whole report is kind of pointless. It's, I don't see a lot in there.
No girls? I want to see some chicks. How do you know they were chicks? They had their hair out? They didn't have masks on?
They were apparently caught, I guess.
Afterwards? Yeah, that's how they know, 17, 18, and 20, the 3 girls. Yeah, they're from Kentucky, and God bless them. They're the ninja girls.
And now this ninja robber, I heard, he's robbed 20 houses almost in Staten Island now.
The ninja robber is continuing his path of terror on Staten Island. I was not familiar with that. I thought that after he got stabbed that he stopped.
That's what I thought. We talked about him getting stabbed the other day. I thought he got caught that day.
No, he never got caught, but I thought he had stopped his reign of terror.
No, man.
His reign of ninja terror. But apparently the ninjas are still here.
I heard Bush got the
Wait, what Bush?
No.
No, bro. Ninjas and nunchucks. What is it?
It's apparently correct. I'm going to slaughter this pronunciation.
Nunchaka?
Nunchaku is Chinese that I guess has to do with like dual section staff or two section staff. I guess the... Oh, no. boatman's staff is Shoshika. Way too much information. Nunchaku, I guess, is where it comes from, but sometimes called nunchucks and numchucks or chain sticks.
Okay, so it's either is correct then.
Yes, it stems from nunchaku, so nunchucks is probably the more appropriate.
Yeah, but I mean, I, even according to this, it says and obviously
sort of a bastardization of it.
It's on Wikipedia, so you know it's got to be 100% accurate.
Traditional weapon of the Kubu weapon set and consists of two sticks connected at their ends with a short chain or rope.
I'm still calling them nunchucks.
Yeah, I would never call them nunchucks. Nunchucks to me doesn't sound good. It sounds wrong. Although I like when you knock people numb with them. I'm a big fan. Numb.
Feel my numb fists.
Well, the correct pronunciation is probably nunchaku.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to call them nunchucks, because that's the cool thing to say. Bro, check out my nunchucks. As I'm doing my little pose in my mirror, it's going to be terrific.
You mean boatman's staff.
Oh, sorry, my boatman's staff. As long as we're talking about ninjas, Amanda Harris from Eagle, Colorado, 20 years old, was arrested for threatening the Mexican children aged 9 through 15 in her backyard with a samurai sword. Running, chasing after them, saying that
a plastic one?
No, this is a real samurai sword. She actually grabbed one of the kids and held it to a kid's throat and said, "You're ruining my life." Apparently, because they were making a lot of noise, I guess, in the backyard was the cause behind it. If you look into Amanda Harris,
I've been there.
She's her what do you call that when they take your picture? Her mugshot is the most ridiculous thing ever, because her head is like cocked to the side, like, whatever, I do what I want.
So she's in the middle of saying whatever.
Basically. I mean, like, but her head is just literally like turned to the side with her eyes wide open, like, psh. That's actually what she says. Psh. That's what it sounds like as you look at the picture.
Say psst, please.
Psh. But you got the picture of her?
I mean, look at this chick.
Is that her? I don't know.
Any of
them.
No,
Amanda Harris, right there. No,
yeah.
I've seen the real.
Is it the power lifter, Amanda Harris?
No. Amanda Harris, Colorado. Put in samurai. Yeah.
So what was this? Was neighbors of hers, and they share a backyard, or
I don't know if it's an apartment building. I didn't get all the specifics on it. I just know that she was upset with these children and chased them with the samurai sword. It was like 6 to 12 children, something like that could chase around.
I've had some loud kids in my neighborhood. If I had a samurai sword, I can sympathize.
Did the kids tell? Yes. The kids told on her?
Yeah. When someone holds a sword to your throat, I guess you might be a little bit upset.
What little brats?
Like I said, ages 9 to 15, like they were young kids, man. You know, I don't get
that. Messed up. That is messed up, holding a sword, because if you slip, you accidentally kill that little kid. I mean,
yeah, it's totally messed up. By the way, do you know what Amanda Harris does for a living?
She's a ninja.
A knife sharpener.
She works at the Pooh Center Preschool. She takes care of children on a daily basis. Oh, you got the picture?
Oh, that's a great picture.
Oh, man. Oh, no,
whatever.
Yeah, I do what I want.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous. You know, maybe this should be our new splash page for our website. Just have that picture
She's
of her with
great.
This Best in Show underneath it.
Wow. Does she take the sword to school, you think?
I don't know. Why don't you know what you should do? You should post that link in the chat room.
Yeah, I can tell she is a loud neighbor.
Ooh.
I can tell.
You can tell that she's loud?
Yes. She's criticizing the kids for being loud. She is louder than all of them combined, I'm sure. She yells at her television. I know that.
The sound... I'm not going down that road with you.
Yes.
I'm not going down that road with you.
Oh, boy. Dude, that is a scary picture. That woman looks scary. Wow.
Whatever.
I'm a tremendous fan of hers. I like Amanda Harris. I like her crazy, her FU mugshot.
Can we get her on the phone to talk about it? Maybe give her side of the story?
She's in jail right now. I don't know if you
can... You can't call from jail?
You can't just call jail and say, hi, I'd like to talk to an inmate, please.
Hello, jail?
Hello.
Hello, jail?
Hello, jail?
Let me talk to the warden. Amanda Harris. She's innocent.
I'd like to speak to Amanda Harris. I was looking for Amanda Harris. I harassed him with a sword.
I can't believe she's a preschool teacher. She's like,
yeah, well, I don't know if she's a teacher or if she's like
you
a teacher's aide. But yeah, it's the Pooh Center Preschool.
Pooh, it's called
Pooh. Ew, dirty.
That's why she's bummed out
in Eagle, Colorado. She's a terrific person. So I just want to throw that.
She's
out
there. She's a racist.
Against children?
She's
it's
racist
an ageist.
Against children. She's an ageist. I guess she was throwing all kinds of like ethnic.
Yeah, I wasn't going to throw it all out there, but she was very. She referred to the kids as you know, the derogatory terms for Mexicans that you could think of.
Oh, really?
According to police report, the teens teens said Harris yelled at the children, "If you're scared, then you're guilty." This is when they said she chased them with the sword.
If you're scared, you're guilty. No, it's that 3-foot sword you have in your hand, ma'am.
If you're running, you're guilty.
Well, and the other thing that I heard was when she was arrested, she said, "If I knew I was going to get arrested for this, I actually would have hit one of them."
Oh, right.
Yeah. Or I actually would have hurt one of them. I would actually hit one of them. Something like that was what the thing was. Yeah, she's a real cool, sexy lady.
Wow. So how long do you think she's going to do? The weekend?
Amanda Harris, she's probably home right now.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to do a lot of time. She's going to get, like, you know, community service or something.
Brian, get her number.
When they call the poo, if you want to call the poo center.
Just call the poo center.
If you call the poo center, they say they won't tell you what her employment status is. Yeah, that's what it says.
She couldn't comment on it.
Yeah, so...
Why? The Pooh Center can't give it? Oh, they can't, yeah.
They're probably firing her because of this, is what that means.
True.
Okay, so that's the end of the ninja segment of the show. I mean, was she more of a ninja or a samurai?
I'm just still trying to think of what derogatory term you would call Mexican. I can't think of one.
Illegal.
Well, they were all covered in black and carrying swords, so yes, it did appear that they were dressed like ninjas.
I think she called them ninjas. That was the worst one that she used.
I hear a lot of sirens outside, making me nervous. I hope there are no ninjas around.
You think they're using smoke bombs? Did any of those ninjas use any smoke bombs?
Obviously, you had to throw it on the ground and then vanish.
Run away real quick. You just see you running away 10 feet.
You know, to go back to the Acme story from earlier today, one of the funniest scenes in the world in Bottle Rocket, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, is when they let off the smoke bomb at the end for no reason. And then the fire alarms go, What's that? It's the smoke bombs. They've got the fire alarm going off.
Applejack has to be one of the best characters in American cinema.
The biggest thing, see, Applejack's good. I prefer Kumar to any of them. And more important than anything else, is at one point Owen Wilson, who did commit suicide by jumping off of Acme, by the way, if you guys didn't hear.
Wasn't he the sled?
Yes. He was a sled that rolled down the side of Acme Foods and smashed to his death in a drunk driving accident with Ben Stiller while filming Ben-Hur.
I hear he's a ninja lover.
Yeah. Oh, he loved ninjas. But so as this is happening, towards the end of the movie, at one point, like, one of the things is that when his character yells out time, they're supposed to say how long they're there. So he yells, time! And no one answers. And within a second, he yells, time! Ah! Like, because no one answered the time, he screams. I love that.
I like how he criticizes the employees after they came back from lunch. It's like, you're always away from lunch. You're never here. It's like, not always. Yes, always.
Is Kumar the guy that Owen Wilson has the scene with when they're touching the gun? He's like, touch the gun again. Touch the gun.
No, that's Bob.
Bob, okay. Bob.
That's Future Man's little brother.
That is probably one of the best scenes in that movie, too, when they're complaining about the gun. Why can't I hold the gun? Why can't I?
And then he goes out here. I'd love that we're doing a retrospective on Bottle Rock for some reason. You're out. I don't even know if I'm in. And then he goes walking into the other room, and you hear him mumbling, like, wow, how did an a-hole like Bob's get such a great house? Little things like that are what make that movie brilliant. Yeah, everything about that movie is brilliant. It's great. If you haven't seen it, Bottle Rocket, check it out.
You know what movie I saw yesterday? The Gridiron Gang with The Rock, that football movie about, like, some juvies playing football.
I had a chance to see that yesterday, but I stabbed myself in the eyes instead.
It's pretty heartwarming.
Yeah, that looks horrible.
I think I cried a little.
What in God's name would make you go see that?
I didn't see it. It was on TV. The boredom.
The Gridiron Gang is on TV? I thought it was, like, isn't it in theaters
now? No, it's not new. It's an old movie. Well, you know, a couple of years old.
Yeah, I saw it too, except it was called The Bad News Bears when I saw it. It was a lot better. And actually, it really wasn't. That sucked too.
Rudy. Did you like Rudy?
Oh, God, come on. There's not a man alive that shouldn't love Rudy.
That doesn't shed a tear after Rudy. It's like Old Yeller. Didn't cry at Old Yeller? Heartless bastard.
Didn't I also only... I knew the gimmick before.
What gimmick? What are you talking about?
I know
about?
The whole thing. The kid's dog gets, you know, he saves his life and messed him up and gets killed.
I understand the dog is a sled.
Right. Is that yeah, it's named Ben Wilson. Actually, Vince Vaughn is actually the sled's name. So for whatever reason, I knew the gimmick behind the movie before I saw it. And I saw it when I was like 27. for the first time. Like, I didn't see it as a kid. If I saw it as a kid, I'm sure it would have made me cry. It's weird. My dad, actually, this week, they're finally getting rid of, he's getting rid of all of my little sister's old Disney videos, and they asked us if we wanted them, and they were talking about this last night. I spoke to him, my dad and my wife were talking last night, talking about Bambi making you cry and Dumbo making you cry, and I never saw any of these movies.
The first time I remember thinking that I'm a pansy was when I was in a movie theater watching E.T. and welling up at the end of it. Like
what happened? He went home, right?
Yeah, it's like they separated from each other.
No, they ran out of Reese's Pieces at the end, so he started crying. Oh, that poor little animal wants.
There was a couple of tear jerking scenes, but it was the last one when they split up.
Yeah, peanut butter candy.
He died of a diabetic fit.
Mm. I love peanut butter candy. Speaking of peanut butter candy.
Oh, here we go. Great. Your segues are getting really good.
I'm trying. they work so well when we point out that we're doing them each time. there's a company in San Francisco that was busted, a factory was busted by feds this week, that was doing pot candy bars. Ooh. Out of it. They were, one of the things they had, like a nougat caramel peanut butter chocolate covered bar that looked kind of like something that I refer to as Snickers, but says Stoners on it. And it was all this crazy pot candy.
Wrapped in some murder.
Oh, the murder.
You wouldn't do that? Come on.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't eat like seven of those and just have a good time?
Seven?
All right.
I'd eat
four.
I'd eat seven and then I'd get the munchies. Exactly. And eat like 40.
That's the ongoing cycle of the eating the pot.
So it doesn't actually have marijuana in it. It's like the THC oil. It's they make it like pot brownies or cookies or whatever.
I didn't
get
the recipe specifically from them, but I'm assuming it's kind of it's totally illegal. Yeah. That's why they got busted by the feds. But I'm assuming it's kind of like brownies or cookies, the way that they do that they cook this stuff in there. But I don't know. I don't know. It could just be THC. It could just be it could be keef sprinkled in there for all I know.
My question is, were they wrapping pot in candy to mail it to you? So
no, the pot was in the food.
The candy stuff in it. The company actually gears itself as being for, it's in California where medicinal marijuana is legal.
Right.
So it's being geared for people that, that do that. So I don't know how it got busted.
THC, you cook it in butter or like chocolate or milk, and the THC actually adheres to that creaminess.
I am starving now.
Oh, me too.
Emulsifying. You emulsify and get the THC
and
in there.
You just get butter. You just get like butter or...
Seriously, bro, could you get me a bag of keef?
Yeah, no doubt, dog.
Keef.
It's just crystals.
Little crystal. Keef is the crystallized flakes that form on the buds that they actually sell just that. So you don't actually have to smoke pot. Yeah. You just smoke the crystals that form on the pot.
You get $60 and you get about a teaspoon.
Our new research specialist in the chat room, Deja, has...
New.
Yeah.
Do you know Deja was, I mean, not to keep bringing the Brown Lodge for the 15th time today, but Deja was our original remote producer.
Nice.
She was always the one answering our questions during the show and getting us stuff on the show.
She's been delivering. She's on point. She's been here. She dropped the link for the story that we're talking about, and she also referred to two of the
candies?
Yeah, pot tarts and Buddha fingers.
Oh, I love a Buddha finger right now. Mm, peanut buttery. Big fan of pot. Wait, no, I'm not.
Or it could be butter.
I just tried to continue with my segue thing. So speaking of things that I'm a big fan of...
what the hell do I know?
We're going to do a little sports segment here for a quick split second. I really hate that Keith is not here because we would get him to scream and cry and talk for like 20 minutes.
Here comes some sports. Here comes some sports. Here comes some sports. Here comes some sports. Sports. Comes some sports. Here comes some sports.
So what's happening?
Here comes...
Does it end with a sports?
Sports! No, I've been trying to get the bugle charge.
The New York baseball Metropolitans pulled off a victory yesterday. And if they win today, they will play at least one more game. If the Phillies lose today, they're actually officially in the playoffs. Keith has been going crazy for a couple of days worrying about this. And I just want to throw it out there. Yo, go team, go.
If they lose, we have the... We could make fun of them forever.
If they lose, it'll be the biggest collapse since the Yankees were up 3-0 to the Red Sox and lost. That's for Deja. That's specifically for Deja. I thought she'd like enjoy that.
I mean, there's so much you could do. There's so much you could do with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball.
Where are they playing? We should maybe have him go there for the last game. Are they playing in Shea Stadium for
their
last game?
They're playing in Shea today.
today. It's their last game today.
Yep. Yeah, I actually drove by. Well, you hope it's not their last game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all of us. God hopes it's not their last game, because God is a Mets fan, if you didn't know. You're watching the boredom set in on Brian's face.
I'm watching Brian try to clean the screen, but it's really the cobweb that's on the on the camera. He's trying to clean the screen, the computer screen.
No, there was something else on there. I was curious if it was a camera or a screen thing, but yeah, that cobweb's killing me.
Do you think Keith will commit suicide or attempt to commit suicide?
No, I don't think Keith will commit suicide, but I think Deja could even attest to it. He has been insane for the past 2 days on Instant Messenger, losing his mind.
He's been on the edge. He's been on the edge.
I mean, this team should have far and away, you know, qualified for the playoffs a long time ago. And they've collapsed. They've collapsed on this past month. It's just been it's been pretty sad. But that's it. I just wanted to throw that out there because I figured we have to at the very least mention. And that's sports with Best in
Sports.
Show.
Love it.
No.
You're not going to get that sound effect.
No.
Oh, porno music. I hate that guy. Here comes sports. You know, play that porn music again. It's better.
Okay.
Seriously, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, but there we go. Perfect. Turn this up a little. Nice. There we go. I'll even bring it up a little more. Yeah, bring it up a little more. Come on,
sports.
No, bro. It's not the sports segment. It's a wholly different thing now. There's a store called Playtime in Edison, New Jersey, which is an adult film factory. It's right outside of Newark Airport, but it's in Edison. Go figure. And Playtime in Edison, New Jersey is now doing a food drive to help the nation's hungry. Food for porn. You bring in a can of food, they hand you a porn DVD.
I thought it was like the Vendies, but they would serve you food off like porn things, like whipped cream dildos and things like that.
Wait, dildos are food to you? what are you getting?
I thought they were mixing the Vendies with like actual like porn.
Nah, yeah.
Porn industry.
Food for porn. You don't get to pick what titles you get.
Oh,
but you
no,
get but you get to, you get to specify whether you prefer gay, lesbian, or straight.
Whoa. No racial preference.
No, you know, I was hoping that would be the case, but
it's kind of like the new Meals on Wheels. Right?
No, not even close. Just that it's food loosely connected to it. It's just like the Vendies in that same respect.
What? Is it for the homeless, you said?
It's for the hungry.
Bring in a can of soup and we'll give you this item of pornography.
Isn't usually the homeless the hungry? No?
Well, the homeless would be hungry, but there are hungry that do have homes.
I mean, you're hungry, but you wouldn't go there and get the food.
No, I would go there and get the porn. I'd bring a can. You gotta figure these porn titles gotta cost at least $10. A can of soup costs you like $1. Why, if you're a porn dude, well, I guess it's the mixed bag, the Kris Kringle aspect of it, the Secret Santa aspect, that you don't know what you're getting. You might get, you know, 40-plus mamas. You know, oh, God. Hey, bro, they're BBWs, right? Big, beautiful women. I love them.
Grandmas.
I don't know what I was looking at on the internet this week that I accidentally happened upon a YouTube link for a BBW.
And what happened? Did you look?
No, it was very uncomfortable.
What is that mean?
Big, beautiful woman.
Big, beautiful woman.
Okay, no, there's no need for any more porn. I'm trying to think what it was. It was something, somehow I backdoored into it.
Oh.
Yeah, I was looking at something else and it was a link. Oh, you know what it was? It was through that video of the Jager bomb guy.
Jager bomb.
Because
Jager bombs.
And then I'm trying to remember what the name of that video is. It's something like, how, like, you like my hair or something like that.
My new haircut.
And there was another link underneath that where a woman is actually really a BBW modeling her haircut.
Right.
And it was good stuff. So yeah, check all that out. BBW.
No, I'm not going
to. What was the haircut like? A bob?
I don't know. It was like a
Like a Steve.
A stupid girl hair. Ew.
It wasn't a bob, it was a Frank.
Girl hair, ew. That's great.
Yeah, I hate girl hair so much. That's why this story about this 15-year-old girl is what I'm all talking about.
That Frank, we could have done with that. I think
keep
that
train.
What? Segue. What happened?
That was a bad segue.
What do you mean? What happened?
What segue?
I didn't say anything.
What segue?
I love segues. Guys in the city flying around on them.
Yeah. What happened? I thought they were going to become the biggest thing since walking.
Yeah, I think the fact.
I thought people were going to segue instead of walk.
Yeah, it's not happening. I did see a dude with it the other day. And the guy who was in the car with started yelling at him. It's like, stupid. Yeah. Stupid.
What do you do with that thing? I mean, can you bring it into the offices with you? I mean, what?
Yeah. The thing is enormous.
I know. Is that's what
big,
I mean.
Really? It's the size of a human.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, do you segue into in through the revolving doors and onto the elevator?
I would stand at my desk
you
and just rotate constantly.
Segue into the
You've got to leave it outside.
I would do a 360 in front of my desk the whole day.
But how do you get it in there? You've got to leave it outside, which means now you got to chain it up. Right?
Oh, sorry.
I would bring it up, man. I would segue on the elevator. You're taller than everybody
else.
Well,
they have Vespa parking at parking lots. Do you think they could have segue parking at parking lots, too?
It's just, it's weird that it was, that you'd have to, like, lock it up, it seems. I don't know.
And everyone looks so uncomfortable riding in those things.
No, it's the most comfortable form of transport since walking.
Right. But why do you have a segue? You sit down on a segue.
You stand.
Down. I know, but you should have a segue that you sit down on.
Yeah, they do. They have those. They're called cars. It's the best ones out there. Or bikes. I love them.
Nothing will ever beat the bike. Maybe the jet.
Yeah, I was going to say airplanes are pretty good.
What about your little people moving system?
Oh, we got Capsella. Capsella would be the greatest way to go.
I like how England has like a fast a walking lane. They have like a slow walking lane and a fast walking lane. If you're in this fast walking lane, you're walking slow.
That is like, a great idea.
It's an awesome idea. I love
being
that
a person getting off of a subway, walking into walking into people that just stand there. I would love there to be a cop just standing there handing out tickets for people loitering, standing in front
just
of stairways.
Just a billy club across the head if you're standing there. Exactly. Keep it moving! It's like Auschwitz up in here. Keep it moving!
Auschwitz.
I was going to say, is that the angle you want to go with it, or do you want to just have them with fire hoses and German shepherds sticking them on people?
No, they're just going to billy club to the head, not burnt alive.
Yeah. No, not fire. Fire hoses.
No, he's saying, what's funnier, German racism or American racism?
Exactly.
What's the difference?
What's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
I don't know.
The taste.
Oh!
Thank you, Andrew Dice Clay. Thank you. So, food for porn crossed off my list. Oh, and I started mentioning Frankie Molina, 33 years old, was chased for a minor traffic infraction in... Well, it would help if I wrote down what the place was. Wherever. He claimed he was 17. His 15-year-old girlfriend was in the passenger side. They jumped out of the... You know, they started racing away from the cops. They got into an accident. The cops pulled over. As the cops were putting the handcuffs on Frankie Molina's 15-year-old girlfriend, Frankie Molina then stole the police cruiser and decided to take off with that. So he might be my nominee for the greatest person of the week.
Well, okay,
he was arrested like 20 minutes later because he drove two blocks. Said, "Oh my God, I just stole a police cruiser. What the hell am I doing?"
Yeah, it's like, how are you going to get away? Granted, it's got to be a really fast car, but you're just not going to get away.
It's pretty
car.
It's pretty discreet. Yeah, it's pretty discreet. they'll never find me.
What did they do wrong? It was just a traffic stop, and
It turned out that they were drinking. He was 33, dating a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, that was the big
And then, like we said, then he stole a police car. So that's the big problem. Yeah, he probably hurt himself a little bit.
So now
more.
He's charged for stealing the cop car, yes. For pedophilia.
Not a pedophile.
Well, you said he's 33 dating a 15-year-old.
I thought he was 17 dating a 15-year-old.
No, he claimed he was 17. He's 33. It's not pedophilia. No, it's not. Statutory rape.
Okay, whatever you do. And
not whatever I do. Whatever he did. Okay,
whatever floats your boat, man. And a DUI.
Oh, I think she was getting in trouble for underage drinking. I don't know if he was getting in trouble for drinking and driving. I'm not sure about that.
She's getting punished for the next month for hanging out with the wrong crowd. He's doing 20 to life.
For stealing a cop car. I mean,
she's not allowed to have dessert on Fridays anymore.
And him and Bubba are getting it on in the jail.
33-year-old dude shouldn't be having sex with a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, just wait 3 more years. Jeez.
Yeah, but then he'd be 36.
Okay, ew. What self-respecting 18-year-old girl is going to be with a 36-year-old man?
He wasn't married, was
ew,
he?
Ew, you're double my age. Ew. Did any girl that's 18 years old that sees a guy, that you've got to look at a guy and be like, wait, you're not old, right? You're not 30, are you? Because like 30 is definitely old for an 18-year-old
girl. I think
girl.
They ask that, but then they ask like what you do for a living and are you rich? And if you are, I think they get past that.
Then it's, ew, all right, stuff hundreds in my mouth to stop me from saying ew.
Stuff hundreds.
What? I mean, it's this way.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh, no, a couple more. You could almost still hear me. What were you saying about England before, something?
The fast-moving walking lanes in the bad teeth and accent that I was talking about.
No, I agree with all of that.
They walk on the wrong side of the sidewalk, too, don't they?
Do they? Do they? Yeah, no, they probably do. But they have two lanes, a slow-walking lane and a fast-walking lane. I don't know which side of the street they're on.
Yeah. I think you deserve to be in the slow-walking lane after that.
It should be on the little yellow slow walking lane.
Exactly.
No, but there is a correct side of the sidewalk, right?
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No,
you walk on the right side of the sidewalk.
If someone's on the other side,
they're coming towards you. If they're on your side of the sidewalk, you get to hit them, right?
Yeah, obviously. With a billy club. With a billy club.
Every once in a while, I just put my head down and I pretend like moving. I'm not going to move. And they have to move. I don't move.
You walk on the left side of the sidewalk?
No, yeah, I walk sure. wherever there's a pathway to walk. I avoid people. Nice. I'm not the jerk that's going to keep my shoulders strong and say, this is my space, and shoulder that's block true. People.
I don't do it
I
all
walked,
the time.
I walk down the block, and I try to be as courteous and kind to my next man as anybody else. If I have someplace I have to be, and there are a bunch of people on the right side of the sidewalk, and there's not on the left, I'm going to the left and going around. I'm passing in the passing lane.
But I'm saying is that most people know to be on the right side, and it's when everyone's on the right side and you got the one or two person every 5 feet that's on the wrong side.
They're getting
in your way. They're slowing
stuff
down.
I don't believe that's true.
Brian also listens to UFC pre-show music as he's walking to work, so he gets amped up too.
Exactly,
like
very
fight.
True.
He
that's
wants
very
to fight.
True. I forgot.
I don't like when the groups of people walk on the sidewalk and they stay in a line like a freaking chorus line.
I start thinking about old hardcore, and I say no one can escape the wall of death.
I start thinking.
I lock arms with the guy next to me. We try and take you down.
I start thinking Red Rover, and I'm gonna bust through.
Wait, what? I just play Steal the Bacon. It's got nothing to do with any of this. It's some of my favorite stuff. So as long as we're talking about England, an English couple received a bill this week from BT, which would be British Telecom.
What is that, TV, the cable?
No, BT. It's telephone. British Telecom. They received an £87,000 bill, which is roughly like $1.2 million.
That's like a couple tons, right?
It's two and a half liters.
I see, yeah.
So they received
in an unrelated story, the mother lives on Pluto.
Yeah, I think it was for a 7-minute phone call up the street where there was a little accident. I don't know what would make me think that that we would ever have any sort of problems with the electronic roadway that I want to do, that they can't figure out a phone call from 30 miles up the road doesn't cost £75,000.
And they're making them pay now. Are they going to get out off of it?
Oh, yeah, obviously they owe. The thing is, because of their error, they're going to pay it, but they're going to get credited for it, so they'll be able to make phone calls for the next 680 years free.
That's
actually they decided not to pay, so now they have to pay. They've been arguing it, so now they have to pay the late fines of it, which is like 1% of each of it.
No.
You don't have to pay the primary, but you do have to pay the late charge.
You have to pay the late fee, which is $128,000.
I love it when they tell you.
That's what I had. Me and my wife, we just got married, and I'm changing my insurance. Now, I'm with this insurance company. Maybe I shouldn't say, because they're such bastards.
Acme.
I'm with this insurance company, Acme.
I got a sales rep you could talk to.
Okay.
Owen Wilson's his name.
But I'm on Acme with my parents. And my wife...
Wait, what?
I'm still on my parents' insurance.
How old are you? You're 30. How could you be on your parents' insurance?
Just never changed. You know, I just give my dad a certain amount of money.
You pay. You pay for it.
Oh yeah, I give him $110.
I thought that you could not be considered a dependent on someone after you're beyond like 21 or even 18 years old.
Maybe he's the car's in his name or something like that.
Oh, you mean car insurance?
Car insurance.
Oh,
car insurance.
Okay. I'm thinking health insurance.
This is car insurance.
Okay.
So I'm with Acme under my parents. My wife's with Acme by herself under the same company. Now, all I want to do is just switch over to her insurance, so we both have the same insurance, we both get the same bill. And she changed her name to my last name, so, you know, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're still under the same company, Acme. Now, they're charging us another startup fee because we are getting a new account now. Under my name.
And they absolutely should.
Why? But we're already with this company for X amount.
No, your dad is with that company.
But
you want to start an account?
But my wife's been with that company under. So just because she changes a name, that means I have to pay an extra $200 to restart.
Oh, it's her account?
Yes. She's changing. All she's doing is changing her name. And she's adding me to her account. Now, they're making me pay an extra $200,
$250. It's not the changing of the name that they're charging you for. It's the adding of you to the account that they're charging you for, I think.
No, but I have to pay an extra X amount of dollars. I have to pay... Usually, our bill is going to come to $265. For the first two payments, I have to pay $355, $400 for the first two payments because we're starting a whole new account. But that's not right, right? That's not right.
I don't know. Dude, you know, I've got some great, great news.
Acme sucks!
I got some great, great news for you. Switch to Geico.
That's Acme! Jesus!
I'm blown away. Hey, you know what? I was arrested. I had my license taken away, and Geico welcomed me back with open arms. I'll never say a bad word about Geico or DirecTV.
Screw that.
Here, man. On Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. Be part of the magic, be part of the fun. I'm noticing no phone calls today. No one wants to be involved with us. Or have you been ignoring the phones? And
No. I
was wishfully thinking. 877. I would have thought that by this point Keith would have called at least once. 877-744.
I'm sure we can call him.
Yeah, we can, but he's at work. I'm not going to call the guy. No, I'm not going to do that to him. 6405, if you so choose. Or get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Brian.
Call.
Hey, man, I'm a huge fan of Geico. I won't say a bad word about him. My new van that's going to have a satellite TV system.
Stop talking about
with
him.
Magnets and Acme an powered things.
An electrical taped battery.
Hey, bro.
Duct tape fender.
I did a good job with this. I did a good job with that car. Hey, it drives. It's terrific.
White power bumper sticker.
Hey, wait a minute. You know, I actually did have to take a pro-Republican bumper sticker off of that van when I bought it.
Speaking of white power.
There's a new purse out now. I don't know if it's Louis. It's not Louis Vuitton, but it's a very expensive purse that has swastikas on it. And it's getting, trying to get banned. But it's the bag cost about $20,000, $10,000.
I have swastikas in my living room. We could go show you. I have a nice swastika. But it's on a Buddha. I'm being dead serious. The swastika is like a symbol that, you know, some guy kind of took it and kind of branded it.
All it is like Z's. Two Z's. I mean, that's all really what it is. ZZ Top could have had that symbol.
It's 4/7.
What if ZZ Top had the Nazi symbol? They would be huge.
What?
Well, their beards would be at the very least. I don't know. What if ZZ Top?
I don't understand that. Yeah,
I'm not even touching it.
Don't
I'm
walking right away from it. All it is two Z's. I mean, it's not a really bad symbol.
I see what you're saying. I got it.
What the swastika? It's only two Z's.
As long as we're talking about swastikas, apparently American diplomats, have been asked to start building a case against Iran.
What do you mean start? Come on.
Actively, aggressively, seriously start building a case to Iran because it looks like somebody's going to make a big push right before he leaves office to pop some more trouble.
Did you hear that president say that he doesn't have any gays in his country of Iran?
Well, I mean, can't blame him. The president of Iran, who was in New York this week for the UN, has really been terrific and easy to get around in New York City with a vehicle. Because I work three blocks from the UN, so it's really, really just awesome.
He should be tarred and feathered.
Who's that? The UN should be? I'm going to go against that.
That Iran dude, man. Mukmalalad. That's how you say it, right?
But I agree. I agree that you pronounce his name Mukmalalad.
Let me give him a little message in case he's listening.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to give you the
calling in.
I'm going to give you he'll probably rebut when he calls in a couple of minutes.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me get you some good background music so you could really just let him know how you feel. Here you go. All right, let him know. Let him have it.
Dear Mr. Mukmalalad, my name is Fred. I'm an American. I don't like you. I don't know why you were allowed to speak in this country. It's almost like letting Hitler speak in the country when he was under his regime when he had those two Z signs. I really dislike you. Not only because you have a bad beard, but because you have bad ethics and morals. And if I could, I would let you die.
This has been my Fezzatorial. Thank you. that was good.
I would so let him die.
Hey, man.
I didn't say I wanted to kill him.
No.
I said I'd let him die.
And all I said was, hey, man. That's all I was going to say about it.
I hope he doesn't call in.
But we're going to see what's going to happen if he's going to be involved in this. I wonder if you could, maybe you could go back and forth with him when he calls in. It would be interesting.
If he ever calls.
Yeah, that'll be.
He does call.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to negotiate that, though.
What's that? You can't do it from in the room.
What are you talking about?
I
don't understand what you mean.
No, do it from in the room. Oh, man. I don't even understand what's happening here. So
do you have another topic that we can stop right in the middle of?
Oh, if you'd like to. By the way, you've touched my feet like 15 times. He's calling my cell phone instead? Is that really? Oh, he's calling your cell phone. He's calling Best in Show Brian instead of Best in Show right now. Go on mic when you're talking to him. Brian, go on mic. Go on mic so people can hear you. Go on mic so people can hear you.
I just got a random phone call from somebody.
From the Iranian president from the other room who doesn't remember what the show's phone number is. 877-744-64. Oh, wait. What's that ringing?
I think someone's calling. Best in Show Radio, you are on our air.
Yes, hello. My name is Mr. Makawi, and I have Mr. Akmalalabalab on the phone.
All right. Put him right through.
Hold on one second. Here's the president of Iran, Mr. Makamakamalabab.
Hey, Makawi.
I think I'll be Grika, Shumaitia, Tuatsikilgala, Shumpina, Shitaika.
Look, you shouldn't be talking about our people like that. I don't care what he
says.
No.
You know what? You know what? Brian, sit back, relax. Fred, let him know what you feel about this. Fred? Fred, wait, how'd you get on the phone? Wait, what? What's going on here?
You've utterly stumped him. His brain exploded. He's walking into a wall.
I was hoping to get him to run in and out of the room while doing this. Oh, yeah. Oh, you just got a call while we were on the phone. Wait, what?
He said something about your mother.
Actually. No, really, that guy should die.
Wait, get him back on the line. What did he say?
I heard he can't speak English.
No,
he
can.
An interpreter.
No, he can.
He can?
Yeah. I love it.
Do you really think he should have been allowed to speak, though?
He spoke privately at a private institution that paid him for it.
He never got to go down to the ground zero soil, right? He never got to do that.
I don't believe so. Oh, wait. Someone else is calling in to the hottest of all lines.
If this is Mr. Mikalala,
that'd be a terrific one.
Best in Show Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I like to make a pick.
Oh, hey, it's our buddy Migraine Boy. What's up, pal?
I thought that was the Iranian president.
No, it's the Iranian president calling in. Could you make him a little bit louder? He sounds a little bit low. So what's up, buddy?
Not a hell of a lot. I had such a winner pick last week.
Hey, congratulations, really.
The Saints, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations on that, and congratulations on your New York Jetropolitans really putting a hurting on the Miami Dolphapolitans.
Yeah, but of course they had to put a scare in me towards the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way it could have happened. Like with an onside kick and extra, they gave them, they gave garbage yards at the end of the game. It was a pretty embarrassing game and horrific. And I'm really proud to be a Dolphin fan nowadays.
And they should probably have an easy time against the Bills.
Is that going to be what your pick of the week is? Are you teasing?
No. My pick of the week is the Packers over the Vikings.
The Packers over the Vikings. What's the spread on that?
The spread is the Packers are favored by 2.
Really?
So your stone cold lead pipe lock of the week. Your bet the house, put it all, lay the money down, Schlage lock of the week from Migraine Boy is the Pack. Yeah. Going with the Pack plus
Green
2.
Green Bay is for real. They're going all the way.
The Pack giving up 2. I will go so far as to say maybe the most cockamamie pick ever in the history of America. It's actually not. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to get some problems going on here. I like fighting with people over football bets. It's a. I don't know that I would pick that. I think in my pick'em league, I actually think I picked the Vikings this week.
The Pack will go 4-0, right? If they
4-0
win.
If they 4-0, win
today. 4-0, that's right.
Yes,
4-0.
They will win 440 games today if they actually do it. No, today will probably, more than likely, be the day that Dan Marino's touchdown record goes by the wayside because he's currently tied with Brett Favre, star of There's Something About Mary, today. star of that film, which featured Ben Stiller from Acme Foods.
That alcoholic drunk.
That alcoholic driving. I'm a big fan of this one. So what else is going on with your migraine boy? What's up? You have any thoughts about any emotional issues that you spiritually want to tackle?
No, not really.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
It's been I was off this week from work, so I just basically vegged out and watched a lot of DVDs and television. And
there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually what I did for my vacation, except for the fact that I got called by my job every single day to ask questions, because apparently I'm not that smart of a person, yet I'm still entirely smarter than everyone I work with, because they all feel the need to call me 100 times a day. I'm a huge fan of that. You know, Migraine Boy, I got to be honest with you. There's something that's been eating away at me for the longest time with respect to you, if you don't mind. Can I bring some personal things up on the air?
Sure, go right ahead.
Your mother.
No, come on, bro. Migraine Boy has been part of the Best in Show family for quite some time. And if I do recall, Migraine Boy was also part of the old TBL family back in the good olden days. Is that accurate, sir?
That is not accurate, sir.
That is not. You're only a Best in Show fan?
Only Best in Show.
For some reason, I could have swore that I remembered there being Migraine Boy around in the TBL days.
Maybe you just always had a migraine.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. And the thing is, you're a New York Jet fan, so I'm assuming you're a New Yorker, sir?
That is correct, sir.
I have no idea who Migraine Boy is. And it makes me
I have met you once before. You don't remember, though.
Oh, my goodness. All right, who's calling on the hotline? Get them on the hottest of all lines here at the same time. Hold on a second, buddy. Click on their thing first, and then click conference. Hey, you're on Best in Show. Who's this?
It's Vito.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
How are you?
Are you at the office?
What are you guys talking about?
Well, we were in the middle of talking to Migraine Boy on the other line. Do you have him conferenced in? Did you click the
I believe
button?
We do.
I can hear him.
Wait, so we've met in the past.
Yes.
In the recent past or in the far past?
It was over 8 years ago. If I'm correct, because our mutual friend Vanessa introduced us, and it was at...
Hang up on Vito. Hang up on Vito. Vito's at the office.
Hey, Vito, could you bring a couple more people around your phone to talk with us?
Hello.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
I hate work.
Yeah. We hate your work, too. Thanks for bringing it to us.
Yeah, nobody knows how to answer a question here. They always got to ask me.
Well, that's... Were you just listening to the show? Oh, wait. That's right. You weren't. But this is the exact thing I said 5 minutes ago. That's crazy. So, Migraine Boy, so we met 8 years ago. I know you
Well, Vanessa's our mutual friend. But we met at the last Dudley Boy's appearance at ECW.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm
at the Elk Lodge.
Okay, I absolutely now know exactly what's going on here. I hate when I don't know who a person is through the show. Like, our buddy Vielchop, like, I've known Vielchop for years, and I know Vielchop...
I still can't place a face to him.
I know Vielchop fairly well. Vielchop has actually hung out with Brian, like, yeah. And Brian didn't know who he was. What are you looking for, Fred?
No,
what do you need?
No, go on.
You need a pen?
No.
You need
right.
a book?
It's all right.
Do you want to read? You want the paper?
I didn't want to... What I did want to do is not interrupt, which you...
I'm the worst at doing
that. I know, totally.
I do that all the time.
Go on. So you don't never seen Migraine Boy?
No, I'm just confused.
You are really...
You're mad that I just screwed you up right now.
Trying to knock it back to you.
I don't understand. Wait, so what do you mean by that?
You're such an ass. You are a big ass.
No kidding.
Don't put me on the spot.
No, okay, like I said, with Vielchop, that was the whole thing that for years, I mean at least a few months.
3 weeks.
I didn't know who Vielchop was. And for years, I didn't know who Migraine Boy was. And I'm pleased now. Now I have closure.
I think I met Migraine Boy.
That's right, because you were the world's biggest Taz fan, if I remember. You loved Taz so much.
Yes. Taz is my
name.
Yeah, Taz is my favorite. Oh, dude, you didn't have to write this special private note to me.
Do you remember what he looks like now that he told you the story? Now that Migraine Boy has told you the story?
I think I vaguely do.
I bet you don't. Can we see if you...
I just remember it. I just remember you were completely crazy looking. Like you were just so obsessed with like yelling at Taz the whole time. You look like you're ready to jump from the balcony.
The event
110 degrees.
Yeah, the event that we're talking about, I definitely was making a regular habit of screaming to Taz. I don't know if it was at this event particularly, but I was never a Taz fan. I never got a Taz, former ECW, former
you
WWE
didn't like
wrestler.
Taz or you
I,
did?
No. He was sarcastically saying that I'm a big fan of. I hate Taz. And I've had more than a few events screamed that Taz has AIDS.
Like, Mr. McMahon better write you out. Better write you out of that script. You better not win today.
Well, the thing is, it was during ECW stuff, which if you've ever been to an old ECW event, it was really just like just drunk maniacs and no one cared about anything. So it was at the Elks Lodge in Queens. It was filthy. I mean, it was awful. And I definitely used to regularly chant to him that he had AIDS and that I hoped he died and stuff like that. And yeah, it was never a huge fan. It all stems from a show on Staten Island where Taz basically punched me in the face and made my body become horizontal, like and actually and perfectly parallel to the ground as I went down. Jeez. He didn't like knock me out, but he
really punched you in your face.
He didn't get me full on in the face. He punched me kind of in the shoulders more, and he really just leveled me. And he did the same thing to our buddy Matt.
Why don't you sue him? Why are you working?
I was at a wrestling event. The reason I was chasing him, by the way, and why I was mad at him was because he knocked over the beers that I had just bought as him and Bam Bam Bigelow. Bam Bam Bigelow, God rest his soul. The two of them came fighting through the crowd. I just bought like four beers, put them on the chairs, and they knocked the beers over. This same event, Matt was probably...
It's like $100.
Easily. Was like 16 at the time, and during the event, I was trying to convince him when it was erupting into a riot to set fire to something and throw it in the ring, to which his brother that was there with us probably wasn't too fond of. But,
sure. Did it ever happen?
Chris, do you remember Matt was dressed as Sabu, though?
Yeah, obviously. He was dressed as Sabu that time. Why wouldn't he be?
And he had a whistle in his mouth.
Oh, so he was doing the Bill Alfonso and Sabu gimmick at the same time.
Like the Bill Alfonso thing in Taz's ear, and then Taz turned around and just like smacked him in the chest, and then he knocked into you.
Yeah, it was really awful.
Vito, answer that phone.
Yeah. Oh, hideous.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
No, we want to listen. Answer the phone.
Answer the phone. Put them on there. Be rude to them. See,
no,
be as rude
on.
As possible.
No, be professional. You always got to be professional. Awesome. So, all right. Well, I'm glad that I finally got some closure here. Now I've attached. Oh, you're saying you wanted to test to see if I remember what this gentleman looks like, what my regular looks like.
I want to see. Do you remember what color hair he has?
I believe if memory serves me,
he was a black woman.
He was a goateed gentleman. Were you a goateed gentleman?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. He was a goatee gentleman. He was somewhat tall. I'd say probably in the 6'1 to 6'2 region.
6'1 is accurate.
Okay. If I remember correctly, I think you either had...
A third nipple.
you either had a robot or a wolf with you. Wait, no, that part I might be off on. No, and if I remember correctly, you either had very short hair or you had long hair pulled back in a ponytail, which still kind of gave the same look from the front.
Nah, it was short hair at the time, I believe.
Yeah, so that part I'm screwed up on.
I'm already like not as bad balding as you, but close to it.
Well, thanks.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, he's accurate. It's not like he's talking the lies.
No lies here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Yeah. No. See. So I'm not. I do vaguely remember. Awesome.
Right.
Excellent, buddy.
I just remember. Yeah, I remember being introduced to you, and you just had the crazy eyes, and you're like, "Yeah, back to yelling at Taz." Get that
very nice to meet you.
You've got AIDS. You AIDS person.
Vito, get that phone.
And I remember, I do remember there was a big fat guy across the way from the on the balcony that everybody started yelling "sexual chocolate." You look like Mark Henry.
Wow, I don't remember that at all. I want to say I vaguely remember that. Well, I'm looking up right now at a picture on the wall of the Triple Threat. I'm looking at Chris Candido and Bam Bam Bigelow as we speak.
With the Bam Bam Bigelow, Bam Bam.
God rest his souls.
All gone.
God rest his souls. Excellent. Well, Migrant Boy, what's your pick again? Put it out there one more time for the fans and friends.
Packers over the Vikings.
The pack. Go Packers.
Packers.
Going all the way, because God help us if the Eagles win the division. God, hate the Eagles.
Awesome. Migraine Boy, thanks so much, buddy. We appreciate you checking in with us and getting your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Week out there, week in and week out.
No problem.
Take care, buddy.
You got it next week.
Later, bud.
Later.
Awesome. So I did remember. I'm proud of myself. I actually wanted to say a name of who I thought he really looked like, but I remembered it's probably not so the proper thing to do.
I thought we were playing like that bachelor game, like Bachelor Number One, come out and meet Chris.
So
he's like, you like wolves.
I just want to point out, last week we discussed with Vito the fact that you could vote for his store on the Village Voices website. Vito, what was
it? Yeah, it's villagevoice.com/readerspoll.
I don't know why he's suggesting people vote for his store right now. Is he's mad that the phone is ringing there? But he did. But in that conversation,
people would have voted already too. How was that?
In that conversation, I threw out the store Forbidden Planet in there, to which Keith said no, that they're closed, they don't exist. Or you said that I was standing in front of Forbidden Planet 3 days ago waiting for a bus, and that store.
I didn't say they didn't exist. I think I might have been saying that in jest, so nobody voted for
them. Oh, okay. Yeah, because I honestly...
You don't sway the votes.
Yeah, it came across to me that it actually was closed. So I just want to throw my hat in the ring and support Forbidden Planet.
And it's not closing or anything?
Thanks.
No, it looked open. It looked totally open.
But it's not about to be closed.
No, I mean, at 8 o'clock when
it's
the...
fine. they're working. They're fine. They're
Vito's absolutely
very
right.
Much in business.
Vito, you're right. If you're going to go to a comic store and you want all different kinds of comics for a good price, you go to where Vito says St. Mark's Comics. St. Mark's Comics, everybody. It's cool. And you could get a copper bag outside of the front, too.
Actually, our buddy Vanessa used to work at St. Mark's Comics. Migraine Boys buddy. Our buddy. No, legitimately, seriously speaking, Jim Hanley's Universe is a terrific place. You can go in the back of the store. They have the dirty comics, too, and you can look at drawn booby pictures. It's really terrific.
Hey, do you want to hear something funny about dirty comics in our store?
I don't know. Something makes me think you don't mean ha-ha funny, but yeah, sure, go for it.
No. There was a guy who used to come in, like, you know, every now and again. He's like, we call him the slasher. He apparently cuts the covers off of, like, dirty comics.
And takes them home?
I guess, yeah.
Or he cuts them so that the children won't see them.
No, he cuts them off and takes them home, I think. I mean, they're not in the store. He doesn't give them to us to throw out.
Say that slower.
You know what I'm saying?
And where's the funny part? I'm waiting. I think he's great.
Funny, not funny ha-ha, funny like,
All right.
Soundbite.
Yeah, absolutely. Isolate that. Timestamp it.
Vito, do you get a lot of the seedy people coming in and going into the back over there?
A lot of... What was that word?
Seedy. Seedy people? Seedy?
CD, well, DVD?
Let's be honest.
You know, like Italians.
Let's be honest. Anybody that buys a comic book is somewhat seedy to begin with.
Oh, I couldn't possibly disagree more.
You think an 11-year-old buying X-Men is seedy? Come on.
That's a common misconception. There are no 11-year-olds in the store unless they have their parents. Most of the people that come in are above the age of 18.
Do you get
mostly male?
You get mostly males going in back there into that.
Totally. On a Sunday morning, it's great.
What's one of your favorite comics? Sexy comics back there.
One of my favorite what?
What is your favorite like bad comic, like sexy book comic? Do you have a name? What's the name?
Sexy Book Comic is the name of Vito's.
Is a very popular one.
Which one was it?
Housewives at Play is a very popular one.
It makes you think of your wife. Is that why you're doing that?
What do you mean? Are they're playing like soccer or football?
No. You know the best part about Housewives at Play, and our friend Jennifer will tell you the same thing. Jenny Four, if you will. They're always crying. Like they're like women in very sexual positions.
That is kind of hot.
It's funny, you know. Like funny.
If by funny you mean hot, I agree.
It's not funny, ha ha, funny, ha ha.
So I mean, they're not really having too much fun with their playing, apparently.
No, not at all.
They play hard and they work hard.
They cry hard.
There's a let's see, the same person that does Housewives of Play does Hot Moms and Teens at Play.
Yeah, can I make
Dungeons and Dragons?
Can I make a recommendation? Your store needs to be closed down for selling any of these products. This is awful. Why? It's filthy, and I hate the fact that it exists. I'm ashamed.
Do you guys? Do I get a?
Wait. Can I interject something? Do you like the comic book Hate?
No.
Eight Ball.
I own one issue of Eight Ball from when I was a child. Yes.
Did you like Love and Rockets?
No, I never read Love and Rockets.
The band.
I just want to see what's the other one. Minimum Wage.
Nope.
Oh, no, Angry Youth Comics. Did you ever read Angry Youth Comics?
Nope.
Okay.
I understand you want to try and somehow connect it to something here.
No. Just listen to what I have to say. Okay, this is actually kind of like a cool little historical tidbit. These are all put out by the same company, the comics that I just mentioned. Also, there's an imprint of Fantagraphics Comics called Eros Comics that does like the Housewives of Play and all these adult comics. In the 80s, Fantagraphics almost went out of business, and then they started doing the adult comics. And if not for those adult comics, the actual good comics like Love and Rockets, Hate, and all the other ones wouldn't exist.
I got two words for you. Penthouse.
Yeah, I don't, so it's good for America because
they sell. You know, there's a merit to them. I mean, for us to not carry
just because something sells doesn't give it any merit. That's crazy. It's crazy.
So are you saying that newsstands or even bookstores shouldn't carry Playboy because of?
No, they should sell Playboy. Dirty comics or what they shouldn't carry. I want nothing to do with any of that. I think it's filthy. Actually, comic books shouldn't even exist anymore.
There you go.
It's the year 2007. Watch television.
Watch cartoons.
Seriously. It's like comic books with moving. With action.
October 24th, Scooby-Doo 125.
Awesome.
Nice.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for bringing me down with sexuality and making me feel uncomfortable with myself.
Hey, I just have is Keith there today?
No.
Okay, I have a question then for anyone that follows baseball.
No, ask Keith.
I'll ask Freddie.
What up?
Nope. I want to hear what Keith said.
The Mets have to win today to go to the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Because they won yesterday and Phillies lost.
If the Mets win today.
He's talking to me, Chris.
Well, I figured since.
He was talking to me.
I know.
Excuse
wait,
me.
Could,
can you repeat the question?
Can I sit time out, though?
You want me to turn his mic off? What?
No. I thought I'd mentioned because we had this discussion like a half hour ago. I thought maybe I'd talk about
well,
it. Just,
yeah, step over my joking.
I can't listen to the show at work anymore. I don't have speakers. But go ahead. What was it?
No. Yes, they have to win today to be in the playoffs.
That's incorrect.
Thank you very much.
That's incorrect.
If they win today, they play at least one more game. It does not mean that they're in the playoffs. If they win today and the Phillies win today, there is a one-game playoff between the Phillies and the Mets. That does not mean the Mets are in the playoffs if they win today. If the Mets win today and the Phillies lose today, they're in the playoffs. If the Phillies win today and the Mets lose, the Mets are done playing.
Do you know where they come in on the wild card? Like, are they even contenders for the wild card, or are there so many other people closer to them that they might not get in?
I believe San Diego is going to wind up taking the wild card, if I'm not mistaken. This is just to see who's going to win the NL East. I think it's between San Diego and the Rockies to see who takes the wild card. And again, I could be wrong on that. I could be wrong on that. But you're playing really low music.
So, yeah, Mets stink, man. They're not going to do it. I bet you $5 they don't do it, Vito.
I'm not betting any money. I want them to do it.
Why do you want them to do it?
Because I like the Mets. What can I say?
Well, Vito likes Mets and sexy comic books.
Congratulations on all that.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers today against Arizona.
Oh, bad pick. Bad pick.
Because they're going to be 4-0 too if they win today,
right? Go with the cards. Excellent. We got someone else calling at the same time.
Hey, say goodbye, Vito.
Vito, you're the best.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Best in Show Radio, you're on our air.
Hey, this zombie.
Zombie.
Hold on, zombie. Hold on.
Zombie has died. Zombie has risen. Zombie will come again.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, pal?
I just got out of church, and I don't have that much time to talk, but I'm calling in anyways.
Okay, so let us know. How was the sermon today? What did Jesus teach you about today?
Just another guilt trip.
I think actually the gimmick behind today's sermon was what? Love you?
No, it was about money again.
Wow, your church talks a lot about money.
Is your church's name J.P. Morgan?
Your church and your church and your church? Awesome. So,
yes.
So do you agree or disagree?
I agree, but then again, I kind of do the same exact thing, so whatever.
He agrees. The church is money. That was basically what Zombie's review of his sermon this week is.
Well, what were they kind of going to guilting you out with the charity thing again? Is that the thing that they were talking about? Because I remember a couple of weeks ago you said that.
Yeah, it was kind of the same conclusion.
Is it the same priest?
Yes.
Are you a Catholic or you're Lutheran, right, or something like that, or Baptist?
I'm Anglican.
Anglican, okay. So they're priests or are they reverends?
Priests.
Okay. So is it the same priest as last time?
Say what?
Was it the same priest that did the last one? Is it the same guy that's running the same?
Yes, it is.
So he's got an agenda, if you will. Push the charity angle, kid. You'll go places.
was this sermon brought to you by Kmart? Did they get sponsors for their sermons?
Awesome.
No, actually, by Kellogg cereal.
Awesome. All right. Enough about this religious mumbo jumbo. That's not what Zombie's here to talk about. Zombie's here to talk about sports, sports, sports. He had, from what I understand, there was a big football contest this weekend down in his neck of the woods. Zombie, what exactly happened?
Well, on Friday, there was an away game, so I decided to go to the away game to see how they would do, because I heard they were getting better. So, the first play, well, this, actually, let's say this. The team we were playing was actually good. Like, it wasn't some sort of the bad team of the town, like, and then we lose 70-0. But what happens in this one, the first play, we sack them. Well, I mean, like, after kickoff. And then the second play, they were ready for us to, like, to sack them again. So they, like, pretty much, I don't know how they did it, but they tripped three of the rushers and just pinned them down on the ground. And it was crazy. Our player's going to get up. At least we still tackled the person. But then we have this African-American running back on our team now. And all we know is his name is D. You don't know his last name.
His name is what?
Well, there's this African American on our team that like joined the team, and all we know is his name is D.
What? Wait, what's his name?
D.
D.
The letter.
Wait, does he go to your school though?
We have no clue.
They're bringing ringers in. D.
But. He's the only African American on our team, and he's the best player.
Do they escort him in handcuffs?
D is short for Doug Williams. They actually brought in a retired NFL player.
He got like pretty much all the scores, but like one. And
in an unrelated news, he also has a mustache and drove away from the game after the fact. He's 43.
Smoke cigars.
Awesome. So what happened? How did D work out for you?
Well, in the last 3 minutes of the game, the score was 46 and 45. We had 45.
Wow.
And we
crushing
defeat. They had the ball and they were about to get a touchdown and then they fumbled. And so we had the ball and then we fumbled it. They had the ball and then they had like a turnover or something. I don't know what it is. But at the very end, there was 10 seconds left, so we were going to do a field goal. So the person runs up, kicks the ball. It was perfect, straight, everything. It's about to go through the goal post.
And a nuclear missile hit the field.
We lost by 5 feet.
Five feet.
Short.
Oh, short by 5 feet. Oh.
No, you know what you guys should have did? You should have had D kick that, and everything would have been fine.
But the great thing about D is there was four people always try to tackle him at the same time. He doesn't fall down, so the ref has to stop the play.
Nice.
I don't understand how there's a kid on a team who goes by the name of D and no one knows him at the school.
Zombie,
perfect
answer me this question. Everyone has their last names on their jersey and the only thing that's on D's jersey is the letter D? Is that how it goes?
No, all we have is numbers.
Oh, yeah, it's a high school ball, that because they're going to use those jerseys next year.
Yeah, totally.
They're going to use the same jerseys for the next 12
Love
years.
Love it if it just the letter D was on the
back. He doesn't even have a number. He just it just
we
says.
We might use the number 70 and like 50, but we have no 1, 2, 3, 4.
I just love the idea that of just instead of the number it says D on his jersey.
Now seriously, you've never seen him in your school or the people that
never. I've never seen him before.
Is it questionable whether
he's gonna see him in school on Monday? He teaches English.
Is there rumors or something that he may or may not be at the school? I mean,
no, just no one wants to question because he's the best.
Of course. That's a common thing, man. That's a common thing in high school football. When a team first comes in and they look bad, then you get the ringers. That's, you know, it's not a totally crazy thing. They're going to give this kid a high school diploma for, you know, doing nothing. But running. Good for him.
D. Harris, I think, is his name.
Nice. I'm a big fan of his.
Amanda Harris' son.
Amanda Harris.
Whatever.
Awesome. Zombie, I'm really sorry. So you guys are now, what are you? You're 1-3? Is that the team's record?
No, the team's record is 1-5 games.
Okay, all right. So you got a one big victory there. That's the one thing that we're gonna take. Hey, you know what? To go to an away
but
game.
At least we're not losing by 70 points.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. You turned it around. D turned it around for you guys. Losing by 1 point at an away game, nothing to be ashamed of.
Absolutely.
If you're betting against the spread, you would have won that game. We would have got some money out of this deal. And luckily, next week you can tell me where you're playing, and I will make a little money out of that deal. Excellent, Zombie. Anything else you want to throw out there just before we're getting ready to end this this debacle?
Wait, was the score 45-46?
Yes.
Is that an amazingly high score?
The over-under on that game would have had to have been 91 in order for the under to win.
I think you guys need some defense.
Brian, last week in the Philadelphia Eagles scored 40 points in the first half. So it was the most ever. Look at him.
Yeah, whatever.
So it's not that big of a game.
For high school big kids, score. It is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, high school kids, you think they'll be like 80 to 90. Do you know what I mean with high school kids?
No, it's not a basketball game. I don't know what you're in your mind.
And you know what I mean. The defense is a little bit weaker.
Yeah. And their offense should be weaker as well.
Exactly. Didn't Zombie's team lose by 70 points?
Exactly. 70 and nothing.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Well, I mean, that was before D. You got to remember.
those days are over.
That's BD. We're now AD. It's a different time now. Nice. It's a different time. Zombie, we love you, buddy. Anything else you want to get out there before we're getting ready to close shop up here?
Well, I would do a lock.
Oh, look at
my. No, no, wait. But my internet is down, so I couldn't find schedule, and I know none of the teams. So
Why don't you just pick a team right now, not knowing who they're playing?
Well, just tell me a game.
Nope, No.
The New York Knicks.
Pick a team that you know is a football team. And I'm going to lay money down on him. Hold on. Get my bookie on the line.
I'll get him on the line right now.
Miami Dolphins.
Hang up on my bookie.
Hanging up right now. And I'm hanging up.
Although they are playing the Raiders today, they do have an outside chance to possibly not get beaten too badly today.
Bookie, no. Chris doesn't.
Miami Dolphins.
He doesn't want anything.
That's our lock
there
of
it
the
is.
Week.
There's the lock of the week. We got Migraine Boys lock of the week of the Green Bay Football Packers. And we got Zombies lock of the week of the Miami Football Dolphins. Excellent, buddy. Good stuff today. Good stuff. Really appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.
Zombie has died. Zombie has risen. Zombie will come.
We're coming close to the end of the show here, and I instead of doing a discreet note, I'll say, hey, Fred, do you have outro music, or
yes.
Should I be pulling something up? Okay. One thing I wanted to talk about, Vanity Fair magazine put something out this week, and I shouldn't be doing this late in the show. I should save this for next week. You know what? I'm going to save it for next week. Vanity Fair did something.
You're going to save it for next week?
I'm going to tease
it.
I'm going to tease it.
All right.
I'm going to tease it. Whereas you know how you leave a carbon footprint? They want to know what your carbon footprint is? Well, Vanity Fair did something where no your a-hole footprint, and it's a little quiz to know how big of an a-hole you are.
Oh, okay.
And
can we all take it and see who's the biggest a-hole?
To be quite honest, I think we can do it in 3 minutes if you want to.
No, this is good for next week. We'll see.
It's a teaser?
Because I think Keith might be up there.
Oh, we can stretch this out into a good hour and a half.
I hope so. Plus a half hour of Vanessa. No show prep for next week. Awesome.
I might even be a B-hole.
What?
I'm a BBW hole.
I'm a big fan. I'm just AD. I'm AD. That's all I care about.
After D?
Obviously.
Betting that.
Last quickies. Jasmine Somerville, 21 years old, stripper, hanging out at the Dancer's Ranch in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. She bit the finger off of another dancer while she was dancing on stage.
Sexy.
Hot as all hell.
Did she keep the tip?
Oh! But I wish you would have did that like an inch away from the mic and it would have been perfect.
Sorry.
She brings finger sandwiches to a whole new level.
Lady fingers. Love them. Oh!
Can't get better than that. Can't get better than that. Put the outro music on. You would listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Thanks to everybody for checking us out today. Thanks to Zombie. Thanks to Migrant Boy. Thanks to Vito. Thanks to you for checking us out. Thanks to Deja for doing some really great, fantastic work. Cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face. It's like the angry one, over your face. Same type of thing that was his solo album. It was a voice.
This is a reference to an actual album.
Do it, please.
It's the Chop Chop song. Kind of like a famous chanting song. Make a reference. Not him.
Unfamiliar.
Traditional Filipino.
Yeah. Show Radio.
You have 9 new messages. Message received 33 minutes ago.
Hey, this is Zombie, and I was calling in because Church just finished, just to find out your phone is not working. So, I'll probably try to call when I get home, but by then, the show will be over. All right, bye.
1:17 p.m., August 26th.
Hey Chris, what's up? It's Keith. I'm walking home from the studio right now. It's Sunday, August 26th. Listen, man, I appreciate doing a show with you guys, but like, Brian pulling the wrong cable out, like, you interrupted me before, like, Fred talking, I just don't think I can take it anymore. I'm seriously thinking that maybe I'm going to take like a little bit of a hiatus from the show or something. I think it's probably what's best for all of us. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
1:18 p.m., August 26th.
Hey, Chris, what's up? It's Keith. I'm walking home from the studio. It's Sunday, August 26th. I decided that I'm going to stay with the show because I want to do, like, my college football picks and stuff. People really need to have the upset of the week and... I mean, well, honestly, it's the only time I really get out, so Sunday morning, not too much of a big deal, so I'm going to stick with the show, buddy, so everything's good. Later.
1:20 p.m., August 26th.
Hey, Chris, what's up? It's Keith. It's Sunday, August 26th. I'm walking home from the studio, and yeah, man, you know what? I really decided I'm not going to be part of the show anymore, because, like, I wanted to stay to do, like, my... college football picks and stuff, but honestly, those upsets are garbage, man. Those teams are never going to win. Like, I'm sure Buffalo's going to be Rutgers, you know? I just thought it'd be funny if some idiot loses his house on what I said, but you know, that's kind of shock jockey, and I don't know, I'm not really into that. Plus, I'm really out of shape, as you can hear, so yeah, I'm going to have to go back to that aforementioned hiatus, but I'll talk to you soon. Later.
1:20 p.m., August 26th.
Hey, Chris, what's up? It's Keith. Yeah, I'm still going to stay on hiatus from the show, but I just wanted to tell you, I just saw the craziest-looking dog. He was pretty cute. I just wanted to share that with you. All right, later.
1:21 p.m., August 26th.
Hey, Chris, what's up? It's Keith. Yeah, listen, man, that dog really made me think. Made me think a lot, and I decided to stay with the show. So after everything that's gone on with me quitting, I hope you guys still have me. All right, later.
1:23 p.m., August 26th.
Hey, Chris, what's up? It's Keith. Yeah, I had gotten really psyched for sticking with the show after that dog. And I was going to be, like, you know, doing movie reviews and stuff, but then I just realized I don't even have a notepad, and I honestly can't even afford to buy one, so I don't know, I'm going to take that hiatus after all. Later.
1:23 p.m., August 26th.
Hey, Chris, it's me. You there? Hello? Hello?
1:24 p.m., August 26th.
Hey, Chris, what's up? It's Keith. You there? Oh, all right. Yeah, listen, man, I just realized I do have a notepad, so I'll see you on Sunday. Later.
There are no more messages.